Well, there are actually some independent verifiable facts, and that's what trained journalists like you who've been out and about have been doing. I can't say, Jeremy, it's been an absolute pleasure to see you again. His autobiography is just a great read. You can just hear it. It's a great read. It's called Breaking News. It's a wonderful picture on the cover of you on the at the desk with breaking news behind you. Every possible event in the last 50 years, he's been there. You know, Jeremy, as of course, the Nelson Mandela will call you. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Lovely to talk to you.
It's going to be a great success. The book is out now. Now let's talk to someone who, well, you've been in the thick of pretty much everything that's gone wrong.
That's pretty much accurate.
Yeah, yep. that's John Holmes. How are you today, sir?
I'm very well. Julia Hartley Brewer, thank you very much indeed. Morris has said something stupid for a change.
Oh, I find that very hard to believe.
So today we play a game of band or Morrissey B-side. Which is it? Is it the name of a Morrissey B-side or the name of a band?
Oh,
that's a quiz coming up. Also, Charles Manson recollections, of course. Charles Manson's died. We're going to be... This is a bit embarrassing, really. The Harlem Globetrotters are coming in. Now, bearing in mind that one of them is 7 foot tall.
Well, no, you see, to me, that's a normally heighted man.
Yes. So
you're going to come up to his navel.
That's kind of the rumour in the office. So we're going to have photographic evidence. Exactly high up a Harlem Globetrotter I can come, pardon that expression.
I don't think you're allowed to say that on there, but there we are. Anyway, this is why we're not going to have 50-year careers like Jeremy Thompson.
Exactly right.
I love that he's standing over you at this current time. In quite threatening fashion.
Really threatening, actually.
Yeah, pretty intimidating.
Yeah, it is.
That's John Holmes coming up from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
I'm sorry, for always using your toothbrush when I couldn't find mine, for replacing your deodorant with shaving foam, and for joining in your first dance. I haven't been a perfect little brother, but this Christmas, I'm sending you a vinyl of hits from 83. So now you can say something good came out of the year I was born. At the post office, it's never just post. Find out more at postoffice.co.uk.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
I know what the plough looks like in the night sky. I know how Eskimos kiss. I know a time when a mullet wasn't a fish. And I definitely know this piece of music. But I don't know my state pension.
Find out more about your state pension and how much it should be. Get to know your pension. Visit yourpension.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after one, it's a Monday. Good afternoon. I am a man called the name of John Holmes, and here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Mugabe is clinging on a father jail for killing his kids, and Talk Radio's Ian Lee to join I'm a Celeb.
Talk Radio.
Impeachment proceedings are expected to start in Zimbabwe as Robert Mugabe is refusing to stand down as president. Members of the ruling ZANU-PF party who sacked him as their leader are meeting to discuss his fate. Zimbabwean journalist Georgina Godwin has told Talk Radio he can't stay on as the country's leader.
I think whatever happens, he's toast. There's no way that he can hang on at all. So he hasn't resigned, and that means now that we go to impeachment.
A taxi driver has been jailed for at least 33 years for murdering his two children and trying to kill his wife. Idris Mohammed smothered his son and daughter before creating a gas explosion at their home in Birmingham. Three people arrested over the disappearance of teenager Gaia Pope have been told they'll face no further action. Police believe no one else was involved in the 19-year-old's death, but they're waiting for toxicology reports. A top US law official says today is the time to remember and mourn Charles Manson's victims. Following the news that the former cult leader has died, aged 83, he orchestrated the murders of pregnant actress Sharon Tate and six others in 1969. Bells are ringing out from Westminster Abbey to celebrate the Queen and Prince Philip's 70th wedding anniversary. They're the first British royal couple to reach the milestone. Former Royal Press Secretary Dickie Arbiter has told Talk Radio it's a great achievement, but has been plagued with rumours.
They like the idea of stories. There's no truth in any of the suggestion and innuendo that he went off to have flings all over the place. At the best that can be said is that he was a window shopper and never a buyer.
And Talk Radio's very own Ian Lee is in Australia, ready for the jungle. We understand the presenter's going to join I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here camp, while former Scottish Labour leader Kezia Dugdale's also tipped to go on the show.
What do you mean we understand?
It's not official yet, is it?
Well, I mean, it is.
I mean, ITV haven't said it, so it's not official.
Oh, who said it then? We were saying it all last week and then kept getting told off for it.
Yeah. I know, yeah. But
I mean, we said it several times on the radio.
You're not.
Basically, we scooped it.
Yeah,
we called it
you
first.
Should be saying, you should be crediting us with
yeah.
The...
Why don't you say, as announced on John Holmes' show last week here on Talk Radio, Talk Radio's
in
Ian
a
Lee.
Haiku.
Yeah, in the form of Japanese.
They've released a press haiku.
Yeah, so we've done that. We broke that. Yeah. Oh, you're way behind the curve on that news.
All right,
but
John.
Is it official now?
Well-ish.
We understand, John.
Do we understand?
We understand. It.
Right.
The funny thing is, I was asking Kath, his producer, last week. I was like, Zoe, is Ian going in? And she's like, no.
I mean,
no.
Yes.
And she's like, he's writing a book. And I'm like, from Australia? And she's like, no.
Yes.
And I was like, it's on the digital spy forums. Because when I Googled it, that's what came up. And she's like, oh, really?
Right, like that's a source of news.
I know, that's not where I got it from. That's not where the stand comes from.
Just, according to the Digital Spy Geek forums, Ian Lee is going into the jungle.
That makes it
very far from official. good.
No, I was asking Big Boss Denny.
Yeah, but he doesn't know anything.
Well...
He's denying it.
I mean, about anything. He's the only person still denying
he's
it.
He's still denying
no, he's
it.
The one who said I could say he's in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah,
expected to go
in the jungle. Yeah, obviously. I mean, you know, that is happening. So that's you know, there it is.
Go.
All right, we've all known for ages. I don't know why. That's new. Anyway, all right, fine, good.
I can't go with you as a source, though, John.
Well, you, I mean,
we know how reliable you are.
Yeah, but I was right. So
yeah,
like I said, we called it on this show last week.
Just because you called it doesn't mean it's fact.
But it is though. So I also said, I think you'll find, on the day the general election was announced last year,
God.
I said, I'm calling it now, that Corbyn won't win. And I was right about that as well.
Mm.
So, you know...
John, you come out with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to most of it.
Oh. Okay.
Same with you, Cornelius.
Mm. I'm our station's best journalist.
Yeah.
How do you quantify that?
Denny said it in the pub the other day.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Are you even a journalist?
I am now.
What are your qualifications?
I'm Talk Radio's best journalist.
I mean, just because Danny told you when he was drunk in the pub.
Oh, well, that's...
Is that your qualification?
I wouldn't say that, because that's an accusation, not fact.
I'm assuming.
You two, just get a room.
Why are you saying get a room?
That's what we're getting tension in here. Victoria's got the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
So mostly cloudy with some rain spreading east. Mild for many for the time of year with highs of 13 degrees.
Thank you very much. Victoria, born there. And now here's...
Pete Abbott.
Put Abbott. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes. Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. Tony Pulis has been sacked as head coach of West Brom after nearly 3 years in the job. Chairman John Williams says the decision wasn't taken lightly but is in the best interests of the club. Albion are 1 point above the Premier League's relegation zone, having failed to win their last 10 top flight matches. Former boss Gary Megson will take charge until further notice. New Sunderland manager Chris Coleman says the offer to take control was too big for him to reject. He stepped down from a hugely successful spell as Wales boss to move back into club management. Coleman has taken over a side bottom of the Championship after relegation from the Premier League last season. There's one game in the Premier League tonight as Brighton take on Stoke at the Amex. Sussex have appointed former Australia fast bowler Jason Gillespie as their new cricket head coach. He signed an initial 3-year contract and will take charge in the new year. And Andy Murray won't be replacing Ivan Lendl anytime soon after splitting with the coach for a second time. Murray's not played competitively since Wimbledon because of a hip injury. That's the sport, powered by Talks.
Powered by Pete Abbott there, as it will be throughout the afternoon in pre-recorded fashion. Right, Monday. Yes, it is. Let's get on with it.
Talk Radio.
Vodafone's Black Friday is live, which means you can now get unlimited fibre broadband for just £20 a month for 18 months plus £9.95 for delivery. Cue the victory dance. Get it online or in-store before the 27th of November and dance your socks off. Don't worry, you'll get another pair for Christmas. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
18-month agreement subject to credit check, acceptance and availability. Full terms and verification at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week. And then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio in the Iranian embassy siege of 1980. Because elephants, after all, never forget. Chloe
has just got married to an ex-Corrie star.
That's right. Cornelius says here.
Britain's most dangerous criminal.
Like Made in Chelsea.
I don't know.
And finally,
I had to try forehead today.
That's right, the baby boomers are all to blame for the millennials using, well, Japanese poetry. It's obvious when you think about it. Pudsey Bear is real and he's half blind.
Iron all the old people.
Yes. And the Russians. Thunderlip.
Yeah.
A hairless cat called Gary Baldy.
That's unfair, you can't call it that.
Would you make the sale out of skin?
I just take a mulled wine to B&Q.
Now go away and get us a sponsor.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. You and I are bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
We're walking in the air. We're texting from a clear blue sky. The people down below really don't want to
receive those kind of messages from Alec Jones. Hello then, good afternoon. And welcome to what continues to be referred to by the few people that even know it exists as Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and cometh the 3 hours of news-led entertainment your way in the broadcasting equivalent of Charles Manson sending somebody round your house to ruin your day. How was your weekend? Lots of things. Children in Need. Did you watch Children in Need? Highlights from Children in Need all over there. When they got the homeless people from the West End, didn't they? Hauled in to perform hits of the West End from the theatres they normally sleep in the doorways of. That was good. The cast of Call the Midwife trying to prop up the NHS by working in an actual hospital. Did you see that bit? That was amazing. Medically untrained actors working in maternity wards. Obviously, it was a disaster. 6 deaths, 2 lifelong injuries. That was just the actors. Miranda Hart's never going to walk again after that. And the High Life meet BBC newsreaders performing scenes from Two Girls, One Cup. It was such a... What an evening. And that wasn't the only television over the weekend. Of course, it was also I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, wasn't it? The one that Ian Lee's joining, that one, yeah. Last night, though, he wasn't on it, was he? He's not in yet, he's a late arrival. Last night, first one to be voted out, Robert Mugabe. Did you see it? Despite Ant and Dec telling him to leave, though, he's refused. He's just sitting in camp, not budging. Last night's Blue Planet 2, did you see that as well? No, you're crying at the dead baby whale, continuing to be carried round by its mother, despite there being no hope. It was an incredibly touching metaphor for Brexit. Anyway, hello, here we are, look. With your Monday afternoon's worth of something that vaguely passes as entertainment. I mean, it'll pass the time at least. It's the 1 till 4 bit of the afternoon, and already it's more interesting, isn't it, than Five Live or LBC or something like that, with boring old news stuff. Just dry. What we do is bring you the news, but liven it up a bit. That's our raison d'etre. So if you've just chanced upon the programme, I urge you to stick with it. It takes about 4 listens to figure out what's going on. But what reward? And do you know, here's what we're going to reward you with your... Well, I guess your loyalty ears. We're going to... We're rewarding it this afternoon. Headline hijacks on the way. Your chance to make up a news story and hear it said as fact in the bulletin at 2 p.m. Victoria is here. She will have the news and it will come out of this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And not only will it contain news, it will also contain lies. Lies supplied by you, please. Made up news. The lines are open for today's headline hijack. It's just a couple of sentences of nonsense. And you could hear your words spoke to the nation via that mouth you just heard there. Here it is again, this mouth.
This mouth.
There it is. 8722 is our
Start
number.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
That's how to get in touch. We will be going through the papers. Today's diversity paper review. Newspaper review, but each and every day brought to you by a different diversity. Today, Feddy is doing it. She's a European migrant. We will be talking the death of Charles Manson. We will be talking to a tiny child about the week's news before that child plays a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify that tune. It's this week's edition of Toddler Pops. Our work experience, Jack, will be in going through television for you. And that's because we don't have to pay him. It is work experience punditry. Give the slot a worthy-sounding title. It's amazing what you can get away with. It's basically free labour. There's the big debate at 3. Are we doing a Monday mystery quiz? Are we doing a quiz?
Yes.
The Monday mystery quiz is on the way. Your chance to win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available.
£5,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not.
Before the end of the programme. £5,000 if you can correctly identify the
mystery. No prizes on today's show. Probably this week's show.
And we will be playing again. Morrissey. You know Morrissey? He's said something stupid again, hasn't he? So we're going to be playing a game of band. Is it the name of a band? Or the name of a Morrissey B-side? That's later. If you'd like to play, here's the number. 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000 if you'd like to have a go at band or Morrissey B-side. And we bring you guest action. This is a slightly weird one. You know the Harlem Globetrotters, the incredibly tall global basketball superstars? Yeah. They're going to be in the studio. Flogging some tour or other they're doubtless doing. I mean, one of them's 7 feet high. One of them is 7 foot high, Victoria.
That's amazing.
I'm going to come up to his where?
Knees.
Yes. So who's on the show today? Well, look at this. Producer, assistant producer, Kat is on the show today. Hello, Kat. Kat on the show. Hi, Kat. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria's banging the news out.
Yes, John.
Cornelius is here.
Hello.
Hello, Cornelius.
Everyone.
Happy
Trans Remembrance Day.
What's that?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's not dwell, in case. Have you Googled it? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's really.
Okay, fine. I'm John Holmes. Welcome along to Talk Radio in the afternoon. And to get us into today's big story, of course, we need to start with some music. Now, the clues as to what we're going to be talking about from the news, today's big story, is all within the following tune. It's either band or title of song. Somewhere within it are the clues to today's big story. See if you can work it out from this. Tune. Bless this acid house. It's Kasabian, and you're listening to Kasabian on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon, hello, I'm John Holmes. But why am I playing some music, specifically Kasabian, on what is primarily, and indeed what our license requires to be, a Talk Radio station? I mean, there will be a good reason, but Cornelius, what is the reason? Yes, it gets us into today's big story. Yes.
Is it?
What is the big story?
Is it Robert Mugabe?
Do tell, how could it possibly be?
He's under house arrest.
Yes.
And that song has the word house.
And those clothes he's been pictured in with his wife. Look like you've been taking acid, don't they? Hey. No, it's not that, though.
Is it the millennials experimenting more in bed?
Right. Are they?
Yeah, apparently.
In what way?
They're taking part in a wider range of sexual practices.
Are they?
Including all sorts.
Oh, are they positions? And they've got one called the safe space. Is it that? Let's try the snowflake.
There's your texter for today.
There you go. Millennial Karma positions. Sutra.
Yeah.
Millennial Karma Sutra. That's a texting for today. So send us millennial positions, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on
Twitter. Start your message with a millennial sex position.
Good. Anyway, no, that's not the story.
Is it not?
No. Oh. I tell you what it is.
Go ahead.
Charles Manson.
Yeah. Why?
Well, where did the band Kasabian get their name from? Why are they called Kasabian?
I don't know, actually.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
They're named after Linda Kasabian, who was one of the Charles Manson gang.
Oh.
Who turned into a witness for the prosecution during the Charles Manson trial. She was called Linda Kasabian. She was present at the murders. She didn't commit the murders. She was standing by the car and then was drawn into the whole murder charge and became a witness for the prosecution, thus leading to Charles Manson's conviction.
I see.
Linda Kasabian, they called themselves after her. There you go. Didn't you ever wonder why Kasabian were called Kasabian?
Not until we started playing that song and had to guess what the news story was.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Linda Kasabian. That's the connection. So, of course, Charles Manson, 83 years old, notorious, yet still a fascinating figure in pop culture terms. Why? Why did he become so revered? By his followers, I suppose. He was a musician as well as, a nasty murderer. So why is that? Why did he capture the public's imagination? We'll be talking about Charles Manson after the break, which is traffic and travel based. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Tomorrow morning from 10, join Julia Hartley Brewer for Full Throttle Current Affairs opinion that's never low profile. It's Destination Die Hard Debate with the presenter who really doesn't give a truck. Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car, tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £10,000 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
We either agree or disagree. But it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and The Sunday Times. Know your times.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in the West Midlands, the M42 southbound lane is closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle. That's affecting you around junction 6 for the Birmingham Airport, where the traffic is coping well. Elsewhere in Gloucestershire, very heavy traffic in two lanes closed now due to an accident. It's on the M4 heading eastbound. That's between junction 18 and junction 17 for Chippenham. And elsewhere in Derbyshire, we have no fuel available on the M1. That's northbound at Tipshelf Services around junction 28. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Nyrol packs of quilted velvet toilet tissue are now only £3 at the Co-op. So it's time to make some room in the garage and stock up.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
What's the brickwork, fella? Another deal for you from the Co-op. Was £4.99, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 5th of December.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are indeed listening to Talk Radio. And let us talk about today's big story. is a song Charles Manson stole from the Beatles. We're stealing it back. So spaked Bono on U2's live album Rattle and Hum, of course, upon covering Helter Skelter, which back in the late 60s, Charles Manson thought was Paul McCartney's coded prophecy of an apocalyptic race war in which black militants would kill off any remaining white people, which is when he, Charles Manson, would emerge from an underground city to rule black people. Which is quite a lot of subtext for a song about a fairground slide. Although, to be fair, there were other subtexts in it. Anyway, Bono stole it back. He has much the same attitude towards paying his taxes, of course. And now Charles Manson. Cult leader, murderer, swastika tattooed nutcase, according to many, has died aged 83. Half of that time spent in prison. A cult grew up around him, of course, even post-cult. And he remained a figure of fascination for many right up until his death. Notable musicians have covered his work. Guns N' Roses, the Beach Boys. There's even a story that he auditioned to be in the Monkees. But that's not true. But why the fascination? On the line, legendary music journalist, rock biographer, of course, Mick Wall. Good afternoon, Mick.
Hi, John. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Good to speak to you. So what is it about Marilyn Manson? Because he was kind of rock star status, really, in a weird sort of a way, wasn't he?
Well, he came out of prison in 1967, where he'd learned to play guitar. And he had one ambition at that point, and that was to be bigger than the Beatles. Now, of course, he never achieved that ambition, but you might say he certainly became almost as famous as the Beatles, although obviously not for his music. Mm. Nevertheless, there's this huge fascination surrounding him in the rock world from bands like Guns N' Roses, actually covering a Charles Manson song, probably the only really well-known Charles Manson song, Look at Your Game Girl.
Yeah.
They covered it, but then they put it as... Remember back in the days of CDs, you might have a secret track at the end.
It was on Spaghetti Incident, wasn't it? Is that the album it was on?
It was on the Spaghetti Incident, but it wasn't on the track listing. It was only when you got to the end of the album. In fact, the rest of the band didn't know it was on there until they played the CD. Axl Rose had recorded it on his own and insisted the record company added it to the track listing of the original CD. But it's not just Guns N' Roses. I mean, you've got artists like Marilyn Manson who actually went as far as naming himself after Charlie. A kind of a horror by association, mythological, scary status by association in his case. But then you look at a group like Nine Inch Nails, who went in to record an album and video for a track called Gave Up, specifically at the house in which Sharon Tate and her friends, you know, were slaughtered by Manson's followers, you know, back in the late 60s.
Yeah.
So you've got a whole kind of tranche of rockers and outlaw rockers, as it were, or would-be outlaw rockers, kind of riding on the coattails of Manson's notoriety and infamy.
Why is that, though, do you think? Because it's an incredibly grim story, of course. It's, you know, horrific murders and so on and so forth. But was it a product of its time? Was that part of it? And sort of that hippie scene and all that kind of... the world he inhabited with the cult followers, and then sort of, I don't know, it kind of dovetailed with the music scene.
Well, it did, because Manson, you know, saw himself as wanting to break into the scene. He famously hooked up with Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys and became mentored for a short time by Terry Melcher, who was Doris Day's son, who was also working with the Beach Boys at the time, to the point where, as you say, the Beach Boys actually end up recording a version of a Manson song, which was originally called Cease to Exist. The Beach Boys rewrote it as Cease to Resist and gave it a new title, Never Learn Not to Love, which Manson absolutely hated and saw as a reason to actually attack Dennis. But Dennis was smart enough and wealthy enough to move and get out of reach before Manson could get to him. In those days before social media, it was a lot easier to change your address and phone number and hide than it is today.
Yeah. And in terms of his, his legacy, because we all know what that's going to be, but in terms of that sort of, very quickly, why did that music side of him sort of never go away? It was certainly outstripped by his, what he did. But even to the point we were talking about this as Kasabian, naming themselves, of course, after Linda Kasabian.
Yeah, it's that rock star cool thing. It's forbidden, therefore it belongs to us because we are the bands on the fringes of society. It's really a kind of a handy catch-all. I think if any of these artists, you sat them down and asked them if they thought it was good what Manson did, I can't imagine any one of them endorsing anything that Charlie Manson ever stood for or did. On the other hand, rock and roll, from the Stones doing Sympathy to the Devil to Led Zeppelin and their occult references in their music, rock and roll is full of naughty boys wanting to be seen as somehow beyond the pale.
Mick, thank you very much for joining us. Mick Wall there, a legendary music journalist and rock biographer, talking to us about the musical legacy of Charles Manson, who's died aged 83 in prison, half of his years spent in incarceration. 1:33 now. Victoria's going to have the news momentarily. We'll be back after that with today's headline hijack. And, of course, we'll be going through the papers. Unless, of course, a special guest pops in right at the last minute. We don't even know if it's going to happen or not. So we'll all find out together in the next half an hour. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Zimbabwe's ruling party has begun proceedings to impeach President Robert Mugabe after he ignored a deadline for him to stand down. ZANU-PF says the 93-year-old is a source of instability and is to blame for 15 years of economic chaos. One of the country's former government advisers, Alex Magesa, says there's still a lot of uncertainty.
There is clearly a route that the party is taking, but whether or not this will succeed is obviously a question that is yet to be answered. We'll see how many MPs are willing to support this move.
A taxi driver who murdered his two young children and then tried to kill his wife has been jailed for at least 33 years. Idris Mohammed set fire to his family's home in Birmingham last October. Theresa May has travelled to the West Midlands to promote a £1.7 billion industrial investment ahead of the budget. The Prime Minister is also meeting key cabinet ministers this afternoon to discuss Brexit and how much leaving the EU might cost. Former Wimbledon tennis champion Jana Novotna has died. The 49-year-old, who won 16 Grand Slam doubles titles during her career, has been suffering from cancer. And bells are ringing out from Westminster Abbey this lunchtime to mark the Queen and Prince Philip's platinum wedding anniversary. They got married there 70 years ago and are celebrating with a private party at Windsor Castle. The weather mostly cloudy with rain spreading east, mild for many with highs of 13 degrees. There's more news in 25 minutes.
Oh, it must be a brilliant party. Imagine a party at Windsor Castle. Have you ever been to Windsor Castle?
No.
It's huge. Obviously, it's huge. It was so many. I hope they're playing hide and seek, because that would be brilliant there. If you're going to have a private family party and you don't play hide and seek, if you're in Windsor Castle, then you're doing it wrong. What gift is 70th wedding anniversary? Because they're all themed.
Platinum.
Oh, it's as you said. So what's she bought him? A platinum mine in South Africa or something?
I'm not sure. I can't confirm or deny that.
Worth asking the Palace Press Office, maybe, what gifts they got for each other. There's a bit of journalism there. Maybe that. A platinum album. An album that went platinum. There you go, Philip.
Yeah, thanks, Liz. This is what I've always wanted.
Any more?
What did you get me? Yeah, I got you a platinum mine. So there we go.
Yeah, jolly good. Shall we play hide and seek? I'll count. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, God, I can't. You count slower, Liz. I can't walk as fast these days.
John.
Yep.
You've done so many disturbing impressions today.
Yep.
Okay, that's all I've got to say.
All right, fine. Victoria, thank you very much. Victoria is with us in half an hour as well, when she will bring us today's headline hijack, no less. That means you get to make up some news and hear your story said as the truth in the actual news bulletin to the nation in 24 minutes' time. We'll go through some of what's been coming in next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes they say opposites attract. Well, I'm from the south, and you, Carol?
I'm from the north, obviously.
You're blonde, and I'm kind of mousy coloured.
You've hardly got any left.
And you're quite loud, and I'm very shy and retiring, which is why I think we go so well together on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross.
And Carol Malone.
Join us tomorrow morning. Better call Paul and phone Malone from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You alright?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Finished?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons where Cornelius has a cough. And, of course, home of Headline Hijack, a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin, just to confuse the people not paying very much attention to this bit, or even, heaven forfend, not listening to this bit. Maybe they're out to lunch. The data indicate that between 1 and 2 is often lunchtime in a work-based scenario. People pop out, don't they, to the Pret... Other overpriced sandwich shops are available. And here's where we suggest that you can put a made-up news story in that bulletin. All right, so what's been coming in, Cornelius?
This one's from Alex, who says the lost Leonardo painting that was sold last week for $450 million has found out to be a fake by the man who purchased the painting. After on close inspection, he noticed that the painting of Jesus had a Nike Tick logo on his sleeve. Nike has refused to comment on whether or not this has just been a publicity stunt, but some keen-eyed people have just seen that JustPaintIt.com has been registered by the company.
Yeah. So this is from Gene. A study has shown that due to vegans not purchasing meat products, they're contributing less to the UK's economy than everybody else. This has led to the Meat Eaters Forum calling on the government to establish a vegan tax for products that don't contain meat or dairy. The government are said to be considering the move. We established before on this show, of course, that in actual fact, in order to be a vegan, because you can't... If you don't want to eat things that are alive, which is the point of a vegan, I think, then you can't eat vegetables either because they are alive. And they are, aren't they? Grow.
They have life.
Yes, yeah. So you can't eat that. The only thing as a vegan you can eat legitimately is another vegan. Because they're grass-fed, technically. So you can eat another vegan, but they have to have died of natural causes. You can't kill a vegan to eat a vegan. You have to wait for them to actually die. It doesn't take long, but you have to wait.
At first it will, but then all the vegans will start going hungry.
Yeah.
And then you'll be fine.
Well, the vegans... The problem is you've got to get there fast, because the vegans circle, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know whether you saw Blue Planet. Did you see Blue Planet 2 last night?
No, I missed it. What happened?
There was a whale carcass in the sea, mm-hmm. and it attracts the blue shark, you see.
I see.
But it also attracts the great white shark. Mm. Now, the problem is that the great white shark is more powerful than the blue shark. So the blue shark, when coming to feed...
That is so racist.
I know. Go for food. The sea is a racist place. Go for food without 2 months, but it has to wait for the great white shark to feed first. And it's like that when a vegan dies. So if a vegan dies, vegans can smell that from miles away. And vegans who don't eat for 2 months will follow the natural oils of the rotting vegan carcass to the vegan, but when they get there, the vegetarians, who are faster than vegans and more powerful, will be already gnawing at the carcass. So the vegans have to wait until the bellies of the vegetarians are full of the dead vegan in order to go and nibble on what's left. That's kind of how it works in nature, just to be clear. All right. So that's vegans. So Talk Radio in the afternoon. We'd like you to send us some made-up news, please, ahead of either a guest or a paper review. We literally don't know. It's like one of those choose-your-own-adventure books, isn't it, all of a sudden?
Except the choice isn't ours.
No, it's not. It's the choice of whether or not the guest can be asked to come in here after being interviewed on TalkSport out there. We haven't booked the guest. It's just that we know the guest, and we thought we'd drag him in anyway if he's passing. But if he hasn't got to rush off to another interview that he's actually arranged, we thought we'd try and sort of just... We tried this once with Russell Howard, and it really didn't work. So I'm not expecting great things. But if not, you know, diversity paper review. Who knows? And that's part of the fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just not knowing what's going to happen next.
Very fun.
Great. Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record six of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a seventh.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we've got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, oh, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2 TV kit loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
When I decided to teach, I had a lot of worries. Am I going to be good enough?
Am I going to be able to control a class?
But I had an absolutely brilliant mentor who really developed my confidence.
She was everything I kind of aspire to be.
He was the backbone of my training.
Teaching has a massive support network.
I wouldn't be doing anything else. It's the best job in the world.
I chose to teach.
As a trainee teacher, you'll get great support, including a mentor to build your confidence. Apply now to train. Search Apply to Teach.
In a world where everything you know is wrong...
What are you doing?
I'm making an advert for the new series The Grand Tour.
Well, why are you doing that voice?
Well, it's the American movie trailer voice. It makes things sound more exciting.
Go on, then.
One man.
Well, three men.
When your only fear is fear.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
When your life is on the line.
I just hurt my knee.
In a time of change.
How about when your colleague is a...
The Grand Tour, Season 2. Stream on Amazon Prime from Friday, 8th of December.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Three for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Leicestershire, we have one lane closed and queuing traffic due to an accident on the M69 that is northbound between Junction 2 and the M1 for Junction 21. Elsewhere in Worcestershire, one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M5 that is southbound between Junction 4A for the M42 and Junction 5. And elsewhere in Bridge End, we have two lanes blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident. It's eastbound between Junction 36 and Junction 35 that is around Bridge End. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Nyrol packs of quilted velvet toilet tissue are now only £3 at the Co-op. So it's time to make some room in the garage and stock up.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
What's the brickwork, fella?
Another deal for you from the Co-op. Was £4.99, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 5th of December.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, there's an enormous amount going on today in the news. By the way, hello, you're listening to Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It's a Monday, of course, and we're, you know, filling the afternoon with news-led entertainment. Angela Merkel has, well, what of her future? The coalition talks have collapsed. Negotiations, of course, form a coalition, which she was sort of relying on there. All gone a bit wrong for Angela Merkel.
Das ist nicht gut, John.
Well done, yes.
Danke.
Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Was?
What did you call me?
Was ist das?
What?
What were you saying?
A little night music.
Why?
That's the only German I know.
Oh. Ja, 99 Luftballon.
Actually, I knew that one. What? Oh, yeah, Theresa May. She's the Prime Minister. She has been in negotiations, or is going to be in negotiations, with various Brexit ministers, of course, as to how much the Brexit divorce bill is going to cost. Do you know what I think? I think that is a slap in the face, discussing the Brexit divorce bill of the nation on the 70th anniversary of our monarch. I think that's... They shouldn't be discussing a divorce on the Queen's... the Queen's anniversary, should they?
No, they shouldn't.
Because she's the
right.
Queen of the country that on the very day she should be celebrating, which we know she is at Buckingham Palace, at Windsor Castle, playing hide and seek today, which is a great play. If you've ever been to Windsor Castle, it'd be amazing for hide and seek. They're discussing divorce of the country on her anniversary. And I think that's a little bit unreasonable. I don't really agree with that. Anyway, so that's going on as well. Charles Manson, we've been talking about that. Charles Manson has died, of course. Ian Lee is going into the jungle. Our very own Talk Radio's own Ian Lee, as part of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That's what we know. It's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, many people can't, Cornelius. But it's all right because we are here to help. And the way we do that? Simple. By analysing the news using Japanese poetry. It's all to do with the syllables. You see, that's what makes it simple. That's what breaks it down. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Hammond says there's no unemployed people, which means he's done a great job.
The news in haiku. Right, 10 to 2, and this is where we go through the papers for you on Talk Radio. Of course we do! We're a programme! They all go through the papers, don't they? The programmes. They do it on the television. They do it on the radio. Zoella probably does it on YouTube or something, I don't know. Wherever she is. Anyway, here's where we do it. The different spin we put on it, of course, is, it's by way of making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Diversity in the media, very important. A huge issue, of course. There aren't enough minorities so forth. So we like to do our bit by inviting a different minority diversity each day to go through the papers for us in the Diversity Paper Review. Feddy's back. Hi, Feddy.
Hello, John.
And you are a European migrant.
Indeed.
Excellent news. Hailing from the fair land of...
Italy.
That's right. So what's caught your Italian eye, Freddie?
Well, my Italian eye was looking at the Daily Mail today, and on page 3 there is a really interesting story. So you would never think that pensioners might be the greatest scammers in the world. If anything, they might end up on the other side of the scams.
Yes.
But turns out that OAP's £1 bingo game was banned for being an illegal gambling den.
Right, and where were the pensioners doing this?
So... For 4 decades, elderly residents at the Harry Taylor House sheltered housing complex have gathered for their weekly bingo game.
Yeah.
So all of the people in this complex would join on Thursdays, I believe, put £1 to play, and then eventually the winner will get the whole prize.
Yes.
But apparently that's against the law.
Right. So basically the law has stepped in and taken a bit of fun that old people innocently have.
Indeed. Places do that, though. Like pub quiz. A pub quiz. I used to run a pub quiz while I was at uni.
Well, you're a criminal then.
Everyone put in a quid and then whoever won the pot.
Criminal.
Police, criminals.
I'm not a criminal.
That's basically money laundering.
Is it?
Yeah. So, have you got a licence for that? No. Jail time.
Oh, the pub might have. I don't know.
All right. But look, the old people, not harming anyone, are they?
No, they're not.
No, apparently they were harming people.
Oh, they're doing
that
as well. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
They were spending the money on drink and then going out and harming people. Yeah, yeah, they were building arms.
That's what they were doing. Yeah.
They're basically running arms to Saudi Arabia to sell to the army.
Yeah, but to know a little bit more how they fell out of law, I'm quoting the Daily Mail here. So, under the Gambling Act 2005, no charge can be made for participation in a private game, such as the one that was happening on a weekly basis at the shelter complex.
Right, so what's been their punishment? I mean, because, you know, they know they won't be the only ones, so I just wonder if the law has acted swiftly and with force as a deterrent to other old people who, you know, want to try and eke away the last moments of their lives by having a tiny bit of fun together.
Well, the gambling games have been banned completely, so they can't even have fun that one night a week anymore.
Can't they just play bingo without putting money in?
Where would be the fun?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe something else. What else is valuable to the old person that's not financial?
Grandchildren.
Yes. So each one of them...
Visits from grandchildren.
So they gamble on those, because it's not money, is it? So they everyone goes, right, okay, put in a grandchild in the middle, right? Because they love grandchildren. And if there are 60 residents, let's say they've all got grandchildren. No, they're not all going to have grandchildren.
No.
Maybe 40 of them have grandchildren.
Sure.
So they put a child in the middle, right? That's 40 kids, right? Whoever wins bingo gets 40 kids.
And that'll be better.
40 grandchildren. And then think of the presents they'll get at Christmas.
Yeah, and that'll be better for the people who may not have grandchildren to visit them as well. Yeah. Give them a chance.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So that's all those Christmas. That's so many boxes of Newbury fruits that you cannot begin to imagine. And after eight mints. I think we're on something here, Freddie, actually. It's quite nice to bring to that attention.
Also to bring to your attention, also in the Daily Mail on page 20 and 21.
Have you just read the Daily Mail today?
Just that one was fair in front enough, of me today. There is a story that links quite nicely to what may or may not be happening to our co-worker Ian Lee, presenter on Talk Radio. Might be heading to the jungle, might not be heading to the jungle.
He is. I mean, he is.
Well, that's allegedly
he is.
Happening.
You know, literally is.
Well, we should do a show from Australia then.
Yes, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Why don't we do an outside broadcast from
Australia? Well, Talk Sport are there at the moment for some sort of sport. Alan Brazil is doing the show from Australia.
Right, so we could just go over there and borrow his microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might put that to
Denny. The boss Denny. I think so. I think we should do an outside broadcast from Australia. That would make sense, because a lot of people are going to be talking about Ian Lee, who definitely, by the way, is going to the jungle, Freddie. Talking about that, and it's going to be in the paper, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a bit of publicity. We do our show live.
We do our show live from the same hotel that they're all in, that really nice one.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's not worth going out there.
I mean, the set of I'm a Celebrity is basically the garden of that hotel anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really the jungle. I mean, sorry to pull the curtain away, but once again,
Ian texted us and told
us. It's technically just a set they build in the garden of the hotel. Otherwise, how come that bridge leads straight to the hotel? Anyway.
It
literally goes to the hotel.
No, it does.
He's
such an idiot.
Literally just the garden.
They have to get a helicopter in. Did you watch it last night?
They fly in a circle.
They don't fly in a circle.
And just drop them in the jungle, then just walk them to the garden of the hotel. How else do you think they just across? They don't helicopter them back out again, do they? Think about it. How do they get them out of the jungle?
That's to the TV set.
Yeah, which is at the side of the hotel.
No, it's not the side of the hotel.
Well, how is it there then?
It's in the middle of the jungle.
They drive in, do they? So what?
Yeah.
Nonsense, is it? Garden of the hotel. You think Ant and Dec are staying? It's yards away.
You think a hotel has a jungle as a garden?
A foreign hotel has a jungle as a garden. I've stayed in hotels with jungles as gardens. Costa Rica, that kind of place. Yeah, it's definitely it's a hotel garden. Hi, Freddie.
Hi.
Yeah.
Going back to the article.
Yeah, go on then.
There are some interesting facts about the jungle. So Alison Boschel from the Daily Mail is uncovering some of the weird, wonderful and not so wild secrets of the show, including the fact that there is a waterfall that can be turned on and turned off. I mean, you tell me, is that something that happens in nature?
In a jungle, Cornelius. In a water fall that can be turned on and turned off. Yeah, by a tap in the hotel garden. Yeah, go on, carry on.
Yeah. And there's also firewood that's chopped off and already ready to light.
That's right, by the truck that comes in from the wood.
From the hotel to the TV set in the middle of the jungle.
Yeah. Carry on.
There is a secret shelter from the elements.
It's called a hotel, yeah.
The
hotel.
The secret.
It's a nicely decorated room in a hotel, obviously. There is a solid rock, solid as fiberglass rock.
Yeah, rock made of fiberglass because it's a set, not an actual jungle. Yeah, can I?
Yeah. And there is also an interesting bug factory. So all the bugs that you see on set are not necessarily in the jungle, but they are made in a bug factory.
That's right. The bugs are the critters, the bugs, the things that crawl in.
Are they real?
They're real, but they are they put them
they're
in.
They're not wild.
They're not wild. They put them into the, because if you think about it, there's not going to be a poison. You can't allow celebrities into where generally in the Australian jungle things will kill you. Poisonous spiders. Yeah. So they're not.
But there was one last year where they had to intervene and go in and get a viper out of there.
Oh, how naive.
What?
I mean, of course they'll say that, but that's a snake they've literally put in there.
It was in the Sun, John. I remember reading it.
Yeah. Well, in that case, it was true, that one.
Yeah.
It's fine. But no, they do. They put the animals into the camp. They de-venomise them all. Put them in, don't they? That's what they do. They're not going to really let Vanessa from the Saturdays get bitten. All right, bad example. They're not really going to let Boris Johnson's dad get written. Ian Lee is not going to come face to face, right, with a poisonous spider and have to deal with it himself. It's just not a thing.
Hmm.
Anyway.
And just to reassure you, also the crocodiles that you see are not so dangerous because their jaws are tied shut.
Yeah.
So tied shut.
Yeah, as is Ian Lee's going to be, apparently. That's going to be the case. I think that's
best for everyone.
I think I've heard that. They're going to let him in there, but they're going to tie his jaws shut.
I really hope on the back of Ian Lee's brown shirt, you know they have their name and number. It will just say Ian 03444991000.
Yeah, start your message with the word hello. Right, F. Eddie, thank you very much indeed. That's some stuff in the papers for you there, brought to us by Feddy, who is a
European migrant from Italy.
That's right, diversity paper review. Okay, still to come on the programme. By the way, the guest we thought we might have in that bit of the programme literally
poorly. He's poorly.
He's ill. He's actually ill and has cancelled loads of interviews. And we thought we might drag him in here, but he's too ill or something. Excuse us.
So don't buy his DVD.
No, don't buy his DVD at all.
Or help the homeless.
Do help the homeless.
Do help the homeless.
Yeah, but certainly don't buy Sean Locke's DVD. here's what's still to come. We will bring you guest action, but those guests are going to be bigger than Sean Locke. And I mean literally, because we've got the Harlem Globetrotters coming in. The Harlem bloody Globetrotters. That's 7 foot high. If you're a fan of the Harlem Globetrotters, here's the two that are coming in. Moose and Dizzy. Yeah. One is Dizzy. He's 7 foot high. We've got a tiny child talking about the news and then playing a tune on a toy xylophone for you to identify. That's this week's edition of Toddler Pops. We've got work experience punditry on the way. Jack will be here reviewing television. We've got the big debate at 3. Your chance to win £5,000.
No, there's no money to be won on this show today.
On the Monday mystery quiz, it's £5,000.
No, there's not.
And we got a game of band or Morrissey B-side also. Right, headline hijack. A made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin, but it has to be supplied by somebody. It's going to be there. It's going to be a lie. It's to confuse anyone listening who's not been paying attention. Cornelius, whose lie is in there today?
Is it? No, sorry.
Yeah?
It is.
Yes.
It's Michael's.
Hi, Michael's.
Michael's in Highbury and Islington.
Michael's in Highbury and Islington. And has his or her made-up news story in the news next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Cara joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, come on. Where's that tab? I had it a second ago.
How come that's gone up? What's that about?
Oh, too many tabs.
I didn't mean to.
I can't remember what tab that was on.
I can't believe I missed it.
And it's sold out!
Don't spend Black Friday searching the internet like everyone else. Just check eBay for big deals from big name retailers all in one place. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take four.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
Black Friday deals have arrived at the perfume shop. Like Dupe Jump, only £25.99 for 200ml, saving £49 on the RRP of £75, while stocks last at the perfume shop. Celebrating 25 years on the high street. Black Friday deals at the perfume shop. Offer ends Sunday the 26th of November.
That moment when you're listening to your friend and checking your phone, then suddenly have no idea what they're talking about. Or that moment when you're using the camera to check your hair and walk into a lamppost. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
If you had £10,000 in your pocket this Christmas, what would you spend it on? A diamond-studded Santa hat? A pimped-out sleigh? 10,000 sprouts? Whatever it is, make your Christmas dreams come true. Start collecting SunSavers codes today and you could win one of five £10,000 cash prizes. Only with the Sun.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 3 minutes past 2 o'clock, Victoria's here with the very latest news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, uncertainty in Zimbabwe. Killer Manson has died and Ian Lee to go into the jungle.
Talk Radio.
Zimbabwe's ruling party is beginning legal proceedings to impeach President Robert Mugabe after he ignored a deadline to stand down. ZANU-PF blames the 93-year-old for the country's 15 years of economic chaos, calling him a source of instability. Nick Mangwani is the party's representative in London. He says another protest planned in Zimbabwe on Wednesday.
People are marching to his house from Vorodale, from Semlevi village, in a march that has been dubbed March to the Residents of Your Problems. And now it basically means that Zimbabweans are defining President Mugabe as the source of our problems.
A taxi driver who smothered his two young children to death has been jailed for at least 33 years. The 47-year-old then tried to set the family home alight in October last year. Notorious serial killer Charles Manson has died at the age of 83. The US cult leader was serving seven life sentences for organising the murders of a pregnant actress and six other people in 1969. British music journalist Mick Wall has told John Holmes rock musicians are fascinated by him, like Marilyn Manson, who took his name.
A kind of a horror by association in his case. But then you look at a group like Nine Inch Nails, who went in to record an album and video for a track called Gave Up, specifically at the house in which Sharon Tate and her friends, you know, were slaughtered by Manson's followers.
The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. They're marking the milestone with a private gathering at Windsor Castle. Bells also being rung at Westminster Abbey, where the couple got married in 1947. And Ian Lee swapped the Talk Radio studios for Australia. The presenter is expected to be the last star to go into the I'm a Celeb jungle.
Talk Radio national weather.
Mostly cloudy with rain spreading east. Feeling mild for many for this time of year with highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. I was just going to say how lovely that news was.
You didn't listen to a word.
Not any of it.
I know,
no.
You even clipped your programme.
No, I know, a bit of my guest,
you.
Certainly.
No, you're not
talking
news,
about Charles Manson. No, obviously.
Not today.
No. All right. I know what I was going to ask you.
What?
Well, what bonus news is it today?
I was trying to remember. Is it animal?
I think it's vegetable.
Didn't I do
no.
mineral last?
No, animal, I think you did. On
Cornelius?
It's a vegetable today.
There you go. Right. So, Victoria brings you bonus news each and every day at around 3:30 to make up the time for the bulletins being shorter.
He's just guessing.
What? No, it is. I probably
he's shrugging his shoulders.
It was definitely animal on Friday.
Yeah, oh, Chloe's saying it's vegetable news.
Yeah, it is vegetable news. No, Chloe's got an animal.
She actually checked.
Yeah. Yeah, so vegetable news today. If it's animal, vegetable, mineral, it covers everything off. If it's happening in the world of animals, vegetables and minerals, you'll hear about it, but on consecutive days. And today, it is vegetable news. I mean, I was going to ask if you'd started to...
Clearly not.
No. Obviously. All right, Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
It's okay, John.
Okay, Victoria, with you throughout the thing. Weather?
I've done that because you were strolling around outside.
Oh, right, okay.
It's now time for the sport with Pete Abbott.
Oh, all right, here we go.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. West Brom has sacked Tony Pulis. The 59-year-old has left his position as head coach at the Hawthorns after just 2 wins in his last 21 Premier League games, following Saturday's 4-0 defeat to Chelsea. Albion are just a point in a place above the relegation zone after an 11-game winless run in all competitions. Chris Coleman says Sunderland was the right fit for him to re-enter club management. The former Wales boss has signed a 2.5-year contract with the Championship's bottom team. His first game in charge will be against Aston Villa tomorrow. Brighton look to make it 5 Premier League games without defeat when they face Stoke tonight. They've collected 15 points from their first 11 games. Stoke are looking for successive Premier League away wins. Australian cricketer Nathan Lyon has claimed they can beat England 5-0 for the second home Ashes series in a row. The first test gets underway in Brisbane on Thursday. Meanwhile, England bowler Jake Ball says he's fully fit for that first test despite injuring his ankle during a warm-up match earlier this month. And England rugby Union fullback Mike Brown's been included in an initial 35-man squad for their final autumn international with Samoa. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a rumour is circulating that Philip Hammond has included a personal toiletries bill in this year's budget for the address of 11 Downing Street. The Chancellor seems to have set aside £8,000 for posh shower gel, hand cream and hair conditioner, which is rumoured to be how he keeps his hair so luscious.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed for the news there, and thank you, Pete Abbott, for the pre-recorded sport. Next, we'll be joined by the Harlem Globetrotters. Not all of them, but two of them in the studio to talk about Harlem Globetrotty things.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
Okay, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. It's just coming up to a time still to come then. The big debate at 3:00. Our work experience, Jack, will be in to review television. The reason we do that is because he's the work experience and we don't have to pay him. We've told him it's a leg up into the industry. It absolutely isn't. He's just free. So that's on the way. We've got the monthly mystery quiz. We're giving away £5,000 on
no,
the show.
No, we are not. Right. He's lying.
£5,000.
No money to be won on this show
today. £5,000 and we'll buy you a house.
No, that is a lie.
All right. And because Morrissey has said something stupid again, we're going to be playing a game of Band or Morrissey B-side. It's all on the way. On Talk Radio in the afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, the Harlem Globetrotters. really don't need any introduction at all, because you'll know what the Harlem Globetrotters do, and that is, well, they break world records all over the place. Basketball team, first and foremost, but of course, entertainers as well. And have been going for how long, gentlemen? Moose and Dizzy from the... How long have the Harlem Globetrotters been around now?
92 consecutive years.
That is quite staggering, isn't it? So what's the... I mean, obviously you two haven't been with them since the beginning. That would be...
I have.
You have, yeah. I mean, you're looking well on it.
Age well.
You're looking well, Dizzy.
Thank you, appreciate
it. Yeah, that's good. So tell us, for those that don't know, tell us exactly what the Harlem Globetrotters is all about, Dizzy.
Well, the Harlem Globetrotters have been known as goodwill ambassadors all across the globe. We've been innovators of the game of basketball and really introduced the game of basketball all over the world. You know, we're known for our amazing ball handling, you know, some of that basketball wizardry, high-flying dunks, the alley-oops, the three-man weaves, and some of those fun Globetrotter antics that our fans have begun to, well, they've known to love and cherish.
So when you were growing up, when you were both growing up, okay, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters, as you say, has been going that long. Were you kind of fans at the time, growing up and stuff?
Well, I was a fan off of Scooby-Doo.
I didn't because that's what I was going to say, in Scooby-Doo, yeah.
You know, I didn't even think Curly Neal was a real human being. I thought it was just a character, you know, because I saw him get, like, thrown into the goal with the basketball and come down and doing all this crazy stuff, and so... When I actually met Curly, that was pretty surreal for me.
Yeah. That was my first knowledge, because we had Scooby-Doo over here as well, of course. And that was where I first heard of the Harlem Globetrotters as a kid, was Scooby-Doo.
There's a Futurama episode as well with the Harlem Globetrotters as well. That's how I know them. Yeah.
Different generations. They're even on The Simpsons too.
Yeah. There's no way. I mean, so what's going on? So this is a tour that we're talking about now. Yeah, this is you.
Yeah,
you're
playing it over here May 17th through the 28th of next year. And just excited to come over here and get the fans what they want to see.
Yeah, have you both been over before?
Yes, in fact, I've practiced my Cagney accent. Can you tell?
come on, more of that, please. Right. Come on.
Well, hello, Governor.
That's pretty good. I should point out, by the way, because regular listeners to this show, wrongly, my view, are aware that I'm not the tallest man.
I've noticed.
Yeah. coming from you. Now, how tall are you, Moose?
Well, I'm 6 foot eight. I'm 7'8" with my hair straight.
This is, because
viewers can't see it, but, you know, there's a lot going on up here.
There is a lot going on your head. I don't mind telling you. That is, it's one of the most superb haircuts I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
Don't you think, though?
Absolutely. It's so cool.
But also, but it is cool. But the thing is, you don't need the extra height. You don't need, you know, that's an extra, as you say, few inches there. You just don't need that. See, you ducked when you came in the door there. I know.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, The doorways are pretty low in the UK, so I always got to be sure.
I'm specially built in your house. How do you get, because you've flown over here, obviously, right?
Yes.
It must be a real pain in the neck on aeroplanes for you.
Usually everywhere that I have to travel.
Yeah. So do you buy loads of seats and stretch out? Do you go first class? Come on, be honest. What do you do?
I usually get the big seats. Yeah. You get the small seats, so that's usually how it goes.
Yeah. So is there an average height, though, for a Globetrotter? Because but back in the Scooby-Doo days, you're absolutely right. You know, the whole thing was the big thing about the height, wasn't it? That was the thing. But Dizzy, you're not 7'8".
In my mind, yeah. But, you know, I'm originally like 5'8".
Yeah.
But we go from 5'2" all the way up to 6'.
So there's hope for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We have a teammate named Too Tall.
Yeah.
5'2".
5'2", yeah. But, well, he can get underneath your legs. Can't he? That's the gist of that.
Yeah.
What's he... I mean, what, you know, when I was at school, my so-called friends put me in the school basketball team as a joke, right? That was, they thought it would be funny to do so, and I ended up in the school basketball team. I mean, I wasn't good at it, but, you know, I was kind of in there. Now you tell me it's kind of an advantage.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's kind of how I got my name, Dizzy. Yeah. You know, all the big guys come and check me. So my whole objective is to run circles around them, make them dizzy, and I can score the ball easy.
There you go. So in terms of the success of the Globetrotters, though, I mean, because when did it become, did it start out as just basketball and then the entertainment side and the tricks and stuff crept in, or was it always that from the beginning?
Well, I'll give you a little history lesson. Back in 1926, the Globetrotters started out as the Savoy Big Five. They were playing games in the Savoy Ballroom in Chicago, Illinois. And a young Jewish man by the name of Abe Saperstein, he got the idea to, let's change the name, let's call it the Harlem Globetrotters, Harlem being the height of the Harlem Renaissance at the time.
Yeah.
And then Globetrotters, given the idea that we were larger than life, traveling the globe when we were still just a barnstorming team. And it was years later that we actually started touring the globe, but, you know, fortunately we were able to live up to the name.
And also, it was a while before you went to Harlem as well, wasn't it? Before,
yeah, absolutely.
Like 40 years or something before the Globetrotters actually went to Harlem.
And so everybody's like, oh, are all you guys from Harlem?
Yeah.
No. I'm from Atlanta.
So what got you both into it at school? Did you play in high school?
Yeah, I played in high school. Played all 4 years of varsity. I played college. I played Cleveland State University.
Mm.
And then I got a chance to try out for the Globetrotters.
Is that how it works? Do you just kind of try out for them? Do you audition?
Well, you know, they have scouts that look for talent also. And, you know, they happen to find me.
Yeah.
And did pretty well at the mini camps. Then I got invited to training camp.
Yeah,
and here I am.
Yeah,
busy in the flesh.
do they look first and foremost for the basketball skill on the court, or do they look for the kind of trick stuff?
Goes hand in hand. You have to be a good basketball player. You know, first of all, and then you just add everything on to it. Your personality comes with it.
Yeah.
Your smile, charisma.
Yeah,
you know. So, I mean, you can't go out there and, you know, try to play football, be a basketball player. So, of course, you got to be able to play basketball.
Yeah. And the tour, what happens if people are going to come and see you? So what can they expect?
See, I was waiting for you to ask
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you come to a Globetrotter game, you leave your worries behind.
That's it.
You come and have a good time.
He's kind of trotting this out. Yes. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, talking about Globetrotter things, like you put it.
Yeah.
But you're going to see a lot of high-flying dunks, amazing ball handling.
Yeah.
Some of that Globetrotter magic that you're used to seeing over the last 92 years. And you might see us in the crowd shooting long shots. You might see us in the crowd taking your popcorn. Hopefully you get it back. And you might want to just bring your raincoat because you never know who's going to get splashed with the water bucket. But the Globetrotter experience is something like no other sporting event in that the fans and the players, we interact on a much more intimate level.
Yeah.
You know, we might bring you on the court to shoot a shot or to dance a little bit. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen, so you just stay on your toes and be ready for a good time, because ain't no party like a Globetrotter party.
They listen to that. You see that?
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
They've stolen that back from S Club. There used to be no party like theirs. But now, this is like Bono stealing Helter Skelter back from Charles Manson. Listen, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. It was a joy to see. Are you going to... You've got a ball with you. I feel like if I don't ask you to do so...
Can you
spin it? I realise it's largely...
Okay. Whoa.
Pretty easy,
I mean, Globetrotty things, mate.
As it's the radio, we can just make up what's... Wow, it's hovering. The ball is hovering. It's amazing.
Look at that. He's balanced. I'm not telling you what he's spinning in on now, but it's that is filth.
Family entertainment, guys.
That's the one. Yeah. Look, thanks for coming in. So the dates are May the 17th. We're in Brighton. We go to Birmingham, London, Cardiff, Leeds. It's all on a website, I'm guessing, somewhere.
Yes, harlemglobetrotters.com.
That's easy enough, isn't it? Look, thanks so much for coming in, as I say.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure to talk to you. There you go, Harlem Globetrotters in the studio. On the way, what are we doing next? What are we doing next?
We're going to be speaking to Maisie.
Oh, a tiny child talking about the week's news, playing a tune on a toy xylophone. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sky TV customers, bring the magic of Sky Cinema home this Christmas for just £10 a month. With spellbinding premieres like Disney Beauty and the Beast.
I'll never leave you again.
And classics like Home Alone 2.
And there's plenty more where that came from.
With over 1,000 movies on demand to watch whenever you want. So, that's Sky Cinema for just £10 a month. Search Sky Cinema.
New 18-month contract. Further terms apply.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
We either agree or disagree.
But it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In November, we've got a 10-square-metre roll of Alumiflex multi-foil insulation for only £59.90 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At DFS, autumn winter collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though. Selected sofas end soon. DFS.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Leicestershire, we have two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident with two lorries involved. It's on the M1 northbound between junction 23A and junction 24 for Kegworth. Elsewhere in Leicestershire, we are seeing queuing traffic due to this earlier accident on the M69. That is northbound between junction 2 and the M1 for junction 21. And in Worcestershire, one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M5. That is southbound. That's between junction 4A for the M42 and junction 5. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Being from the olden days, Royal London note that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon if you're just joining us. Or if you're not, I'm still wishing you a good afternoon because that's the kind of person that I am. By the way, if you'd like to see a photo of a Harlem Globetrotter towering over a man, literally half his height, then I think...
I'm still tweeting it.
Are you about to tweet that?
I'm just coming up with the caption to go with it. I've so far written, pleasure for the tiny little at John Holmes one to meet the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right.
Is that all right? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, whatever.
At Globies, they're known.
Are they? Right. Well, I must say, the sight of me standing next to him, as you insisted on taking a photograph to make me look, to belittle me, really. Literally do that as well. I mean, I do look like, you know, his adopted child.
You look, well, no, that's not fair. You look like a child who's walking past a lamppost.
Yes. Yes, I do. Anyway, we're about to tweet that out, so that's fine.
Done.
It's now tweeted out at Talk Radio, if you'd like to see that. By the way, we were trying to create a new Kama Sutra for millennials. Now, the Kama Sutra goes back centuries, of course. Ancient Indian text featuring various sexual positions. I'm sure you're familiar with its work. But it needs updating. And in the news today, what is it? Millennials are what? Millennials are having more...
They're more experimental in the bedroom.
Millennials are more experimental in the bedroom, which is odd, isn't it, given their predilection for a safe space. So we are looking to help them out, really, by creating a Millennial Kama Sutra. So names of positions, of course, that's the thing. A lot coming in. This is coming from Eurotesticle on Twitter. At Talk Radio, hashtag Millennial Sex Positions, the first time buyer. I can, you know, I can sort of see that in a bedroom because someone sort of struggling to get on a ladder. That's one. You can join in with that, of course. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you like. This has come in as well from Dave. The pop up.
Yeah, very good.
the Instagasm. Anyway, there you go. Some that have come
the
in.
The hashtag.
Yes. The trigger word. by all means, Millennial Karma Sutra, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like. Now then, it is time to play this week's edition of Toddler Pop.
This is Toddler Pop!
So here's how this works. You can identify, or at least you are invited to identify, the tune played on a toy xylophone by a seven-year-old. That is how it works. Very simple, really. That's all you have to do. And if you guess it correctly, you could well get an I guessed the correct tune on the Talk Radio Afternoon Show brackets between 1 and 4 close brackets Toddler Pops feature thing sent to you exclusively if you're picked at random from all of the correct answers that we get. What you actually get, of course, is a PDF that we email to you. You print it off, write your own name on it. That's how that works. But you do have to be in it to win it. So can you identify the mystery tune as played by a child on a xylophone? If you can, here's how you get that information to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag Toddler Pops.
Toddler Pops. So before we hear the tune, obviously, I caught up with Maisie to find out what she was up to. Hello, Maisie. How are you? Looking forward to Christmas.
We're walking in the air.
Yeah, probably best not sing that.
Why is that?
Oh, because Alid Jones has got... Do you know what? Never mind.
What else can I sing?
I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus.
And in this climate, that's probably harassment. So let's move on.
Right, probably best.
I've been writing my Christmas list.
Oh, right, good plan. What's on it?
New Barbie.
Oh, right, what's the new one?
Trans Barbie. It self-identifies. You buy it as Ken, but then by the time you get home, it's changed into Barbie. And then it changes back, and so on. It's to teach children about gender realignment. It's like a Church of England leaflet.
Oh, it sounds great.
I can't decide between that and the new Mugabe Barbie.
Right, how does Mugabe Barbie work?
On Christmas morning, you have to force it out of the box, because it won't budge.
Shall we,
play a tune?
Thanks, Maisie!
Shut up, John!
Okay, so that's the tune, but what is she playing? All you have to do is identify it. Are we going, what do you want to do? Artist and title? Just title? Just artist?
Just a song title will do.
Song title will do. If you get it right, you could well be in the running to get your hands, once you've printed it off yourself, on the I guessed the tune on the Toddler Pops quiz thing in the afternoon on Talk Radio certificate. Yeah. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag Toddler Pops.
Let's have a listen to that tune once again. What's that? At least it wasn't the swearing version. Right, okay, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag Toddler Pop.
The answer coming, the lines are open right now, and we'll be throughout the news. We'll bring you the correct answer and indeed the name of everybody who got it right and pick somebody at random to get the certificate in the next half an hour of the programme. Plus, we'll be bringing you today's work experience punditry. Jack is here. He's going to be going through some TV for you. On Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's here now, though, at 2:30. She's got the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Impeachment proceedings are starting in Zimbabwe following Robert Mugabe's refusal to stand down as president. Members of the ruling ZANU-PF party who sacked him as their leader will now meet to discuss his fate. Zimbabwean journalist Georgina Godwins told Talk Radio it's a mess.
There's no way that Zimbabwe can go to an election by August 2018, which it has to do constitutionally. So I think that's going to have to be delayed, whatever happens. I think we're likely to see some kind of transitional authority coming in now, which hopefully would involve everybody who is a key stakeholder in this.
A taxi driver who murdered his two young children has been jailed for at least 33 years. Idris Mohammed from Hampstead in Birmingham killed his 8-year-old son and 6-year-old daughter by smothering them with a petrol-soaked cloth. Theresa May has again refused to confirm whether she's prepared to up her financial offer to help secure a deal with the European Union. It follows reports the so-called Brexit divorce bill could reach up to £38 billion. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon is calling on people living in her constituency to report any concerns they might have about child sexual exploitation to police. Officers are investigating claims of abuse in the Govanhill area of Glasgow. And the new leader of the Scottish Labour has revealed party bosses refused to let Kezia Dugdale appear in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Talk Radio's Ian Lee is also in Australia, ready to go into the jungle. The weather mostly
cloudy.
Are
you confirming that now? Earlier on you just understood and weren't confirming the rumour. Is that now the new? Are you confirming that, Victoria Bourne?
I'm saying he's in Australia.
About to go into the jungle, you
no,
said?
No, I said ready.
Alan Brazil is in Australia at the moment.
That's true.
That's confusing. Isn't he in, should he be in Brazil?
No, he shouldn't. Mm. He's in Brazil, so he could be...
He's in Australia because of the Ashes cricket.
Well, who, Ian?
Ian.
No,
Lee could
Brazil.
Be.
Why is Ian Lee there, then?
For the cricket.
Not for the cricket.
So is it for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
We understand.
He's there to write a book about the Ashes.
Yeah. He's literally in the garden of a hotel that's pretending to be a jungle. That's where he is. Ready to go in.
Like I said, ready.
Yeah.
When is he going to go in?
We don't know. But people think maybe tonight.
That's not... I mean, that's...
Really?
I don't know.
Well, it's got to be timed with the news somehow, doesn't it? So, the news is out today, so it might
it's hyped
it should
up.
Be tonight.
I think it is out today because Breakfast started doing a thing with The Sun.
Right.
About I'm a Celebrity every day.
Yeah.
And then The Sun were the people who broke it.
Yeah. Oh, it's all deals within deals.
Mm.
And fair, that's how it all works, and that's fair enough. That's how it should be. But he is going in. We just don't know when yet. When did Danny Baker go in? Because he went in late, didn't he?
Yeah.
So how many days in did Danny Baker go?
I don't know. I don't watch this kind of thing.
No, I don't either. But that's why I don't know.
I do. I watched it last night.
Well, there we go.
And so did Jack. Jack's about to come in and review it.
Oh, well,
us.
We should talk about it there, then. Yeah. Not why we're talking about it now.
Don't talk to me about it. Can I do the weather now? Because I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, all right then.
Yeah, so the weather, mostly cloudy with some rain spreading east. Feeling mild for the time of year for many with highs at 13 degrees. There's more in 27 minutes.
There is.
You know your Harlem Globetrotters?
That we're in just now.
Yeah.
Have you seen the photograph?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Why is it brilliant?
Because he's spinning the ball on one finger, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
And he shows, well, the tall one shows how short you are.
Roger has tweeted he had no idea you were a leprechaun, John.
Right. Look.
What I was going to say is I've got two insights for you.
Yeah.
Maybe three, actually. So when you said when you were bigging them up before they came on air, and you're like Harlem Globetrotty things, the tall one, I'm not sure what his name is.
A moose.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. He was like Harlem Globetrotty things and seemed really offended.
Yeah.
And then... when they went out into the office, the person who sits opposite me was texting, and he told him off. He was like, you shouldn't be texting, you should be working.
Good man.
Which
they
I thought was funny.
Like really wholesome people.
They were lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't cross at me saying Harlem Globetrotty things at all. In fact, he mimicked me saying it in a Cockney accent.
I mean, Cockney.
Yeah.
Also, do you know Cat's anecdote?
A cat?
Cat
Cat producer
anecdote.
Cat?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Cat?
She should tell you it's
funny. She's through the glass, Cat. She's producing today. Hi, Cat.
Hello.
Hi. What's your anecdote?
They thought I said my name was Captain. I was like, we can call me Captain if you like, it's fine.
Yeah, but to them that would be a normal name. Their names are Moose and Dizzy.
Yeah.
So Captain would be fairly standard.
One of them's called Thundercat or something, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, thinking of Cat.
So, sorry, what was that? Thunder Captain?
Yeah, Thunder Captain. Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, good. I mean, work on that anecdote, Cat. But anyway, that's, that's not quite dinner party level yet, if I'm honest. Bloody millennials. Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
Sorry.
Victoria's going to be back in 1 hour from now with bonus news. Today's bonus news is going to be...
vegetable news.
Have you begun to work on vegetable news?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an answer I wasn't expecting. And what?
I started researching while I listened to your interview just then.
Wow.
I found it quite entertaining.
Thanks very much.
Harlem Globetrotters on.
Oh, yeah.
And sweet potato.
Same to you. Right, Victoria is back. that's a really nice nickname for me. Thank you very much.
Well, you do look like a potato.
What possible way do I look like a potato?
Your face.
My face doesn't look like a
potato. Come on, we're late. Come on, get on with it, Spuds.
It's Talk Radio in the bloody afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, we will, and we need to give you the answer to this. So, work experience, punditry on the way. As we go through television. Including, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here chat. However, before the news, there was a child playing a tune on a toy xylophone. You had to identify the tune, that is what you were charged with doing. Momentarily, we'll bring you the answer and so forth. But let's have a quick reminder of what happened just moments ago.
I've been writing my Christmas list.
Oh, right, good plan. What's on it?
New Barbie.
Oh, right, what's the new one?
Trans Barbie. It self-identifies. You buy it as Ken, but then by the time you get home, it's changed into Barbie. And then it changes back, and so on. It's to teach children about gender realignment. It's like a Church of England leaflet.
Oh, it sounds great.
I can't decide between that and the new Mugabe Barbie.
Right, how does Mugabe Barbie work?
On Christmas morning, you have to force it out of the box because it won't budge.
Shall we,
play a tune?
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
Yeah, now we had lots of guesses in. Some of them were right. Cornelius has a list of some of them that were right. He's going to read it out now.
Yes, congratulations to Dave Cianthrophrope.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Or Cianthrope. David Edwards, Michelle, Joe, Rachel, Hannah, Tina and Chris Lamb.
I thought it was quite an easy one, but it was a little bit tricky. A lot of people getting it wrong today. Interesting. But one of those persons will receive a certificate. Let's find out what song it actually was.
But I'm a creep.
Radiohead, of course, and Creep. That's what it was. But only one person can be on the receiving end of the I guessed the tune correctly on Talk Radio in the afternoon's brackets, John Holmes show between 1 and 4, closed brackets, certificate thing. It's a PDF we email to you, and you print it off and write your own name on it. Cornelius, pick somebody out of the metaphorical hat.
It's a real hat, John. And the winner is... Chris Lamb.
Chris Lamb. Well done, Chris Lamb. Merry Chris Lamb. And it'll be merry now, or she, due to the fact that she or he has got the certificate. Let us know your email. How do we do that? Do they DM us or something?
I'm going to tweet you now, yeah. Chris, and then you can DM me.
Yes, and then we'll email you the certificate, and you can call it your own. It was Toddler Pops. Right, after the traffic and travel and so forth, Jack's here. Hello, Jack. He's going to be doing television. He's our work experience.
Yes, hello, hi.
Hi there. What are we going to be talking about?
First, we're going to be talking about, of course, it's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, indeed. Which started last night, of course, on our very own Ian Lee from this parish.
Ian Celebrity. Yeah.
Yes, I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah. No, Ian Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Get Me Into the Jungle.
No.
Right. Anyway, that started again. What else are we going to talk about?
Gone to Pot, which is...
Is that the smoking thing?
Yeah, yeah. Featuring Pat Butcher.
Yeah.
And Bongs. Excellent television. But yeah, we'll go up for that. And then afterwards, Extreme Wives.
There we go. All on the way as part of our TV review with our work experience, Jack. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show, tomorrow night from 7, on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion, Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success, tomorrow night from 7, on The James Whale Show, on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
I know who Charlene married. I know what a flux capacitor does. I know how to write hello on a calculator. And I know how to do the big fish, little fish. But I don't know my state pension.
Find out more about your state pension and how much it should be. Get to know your pension. Visit yourpension.gov.uk.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
You're on the touchline, freezing. And as your little girl glides across the pitch and scores in the top corner, you think, I can't feel my toes. You take out your phone, tap the Hive app and adjust the smart thermostat to make sure it's nice and cosy when you get home.
Join over 500,000 people using Hive Active Heating and you could save up to £130 per year on your heating bill. Search Hive to discover more. Hive, let's get living. Hive services require broadband connection. Terms apply.
Fleet managers. Maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. UK Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
He wasn't being himself, and he didn't want to go to school. I didn't know what was up with him. Then I got his school report. I'd been so busy working, I didn't really notice he'd been struggling in class. So instead of feeling guilty, I found a Kip McGrath tutor for him instead. They've been fantastic and have really helped him improve his confidence and his English and math results. If you think your child needs help too, trust your intuition. Book a free assessment at kipmcgrath.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Leicestershire, we have two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident with two lorries involved. It's on the M1 northbound between junction 23A and junction 24 for Kegworth, not helped due to roadworks in the area. In Worcestershire, one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M5, that's southbound between junction 5 and junction 6 for Worcester. And at Bridgend, we have one lane blocked due to an accident on the M4. There's eastbound, that's between junction 36 and junction 35. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Being from the olden days, Royal London know that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
And the completely unorthodox.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
Never know. Just where the conversation will take you.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, hello, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio on a Monday afternoon and, let it not be so dreary. For we bring you work experience punditry very shortly, but before that, there's a lot going on in the news. Robert Mugabe is refusing to... He went off script, basically, when he did that announcement on television. The military gave him a thing that just that basically had to say, I resign. And instead of that, he just went, I'm staying here. So now there has to be an impeachment process, which has begun, we understand.
Well, you regularly go off scripts that we give you, so should we impeach you?
If you like.
You're worse than Mugabe, Chloe has just
right.
said.
Yeah, in many ways, that's been said before. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I repatriated all of those white farmers, do you remember that?
Mm.
Same thing, really. Yeah, and remember when I ruined the economy, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, economy.
Oh, no, wait, sorry, that's Philip Hammond. Sorry, oh. I got confused. I got mixed up between me and the budget. So, which is coming on Wednesday, by the way. And I can't wait for our budget special that we're planning. Can you?
Are we planning?
I've just decided. It's the budget on Wednesday, so it's going to be an all-singing, all-dancing budget special. Because the budget's really dull. So we're going to have to come up with some way of livening it right up by having a budget special. Let's do it on ice or something.
We'll get a budget. To have a budget show, maybe.
I mean, do you think? No.
Probably not, no.
Anyway, lots going on, of course. Not least Mugabe. Charles Manson has died. You know about that. Ian Lee's going into the jungle. That's a fact. And so, it's all very complicated, isn't it, the news?
I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry about that, Cornelius, because we're here to help as ever. Analysing the news, bringing you current affairs and poetry, mixed together in an oriental way. It's Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Robert Mugabe, he's the bloke from Zimbabwe, won't go on his way.
Not the best one.
Rhyming haiku.
The news in haikus. And so to television. And our work experience, Jack, who's been reviewing it for us. It's work experience punditry. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here is where we start. Jack, you watched it last night.
I did watch it, yeah.
Yeah, it was the first one, wasn't it, last night? Now, I didn't see. I saw 5 minutes of it, maybe. What were the... Because there was all this speculation about what ant... Was it ant or deck?
Yes, it was ants.
Yeah, there was all this speculation about...
Whether he'd be on.
Or the jokes that they'd make about it, because they had to address it. What did they do?
So, at the very beginning, they referenced the fact that Ant is actually presenting the show, because it was rumoured to have been Holly Wimbley due to... Holly Wimbley.
Yeah.
Given the fact that Ant has had struggles with alcohol and prescription drugs early in the year. Yeah. But he was there, and it's honestly very good to see Ant back on his feet, and we've got a clip of that beginning moment, I believe.
Oh, here we go.
Hello, good morning, good evening. Welcome to Australia. We are back and we're here for the next 3 weeks. Your hosts with the most, me and the gorgeous Holly Willoughby.
What? Sorry, what? What?
Oh, guys, that's the wrong script. You put the wrong script
what?
In the
Sorry,
thing.
Sorry, what?
Nobody was sure if you would make it or not. We didn't know if you'd be here.
Unbelievable.
We didn't know if you'd be here.
I was always going to make, come on.
Ah, yeah. Those chirpy and chaps,
they
eh?
They had a loving embrace after that.
Did they?
They did. Yeah, well, you say what you like about Ant and Dec, but given how ubiquitous they've been over the last decade and a half, I think they've done very well to not have become annoying. And as far as I'm concerned, at least. And so my credit to them, and very, very glad to see Ant back on.
I mean, out of all presenters that are sort of mainstream, if you like, they do have that subversive element to them, which I kind of like. I don't know which one is which still, and that's fine though. I don't need to. I'm
always irritated when people say that. It's like, it takes 5 minutes just to remember.
Yeah, but I can't remember. I've tried.
All right,
but I can't remember.
That's something that my granddad says, and I don't think it's cool when he says it, and I don't think it's cool when you say it,
yeah.
John.
I honestly don't know.
All right, whatever. Well, anyway, so to the celebrities, we've got Stanley Johnson. He's the first on, Boris Johnson's dad. He appears to be vaguely amusing, but you can't help but feel as if he's perpetually on the verge of some terrible gaffe, which explains a lot in terms of his spawn, of course. Rebecca Vardy, Jamie Vardy's wife. She's quite flagrantly trying to come across as someone that you don't want to mess with, but is a sweetheart deep down.
Right.
Which is, you know, a classic formula for an overachieving third place finish in these kind of game shows, in my experience. Instead, I get the impression that she's just a bit simple. But, and you've got Vanessa from The Saturdays, perfectly fine. My only complaint is that she smiles too much, probably being unfair. Jamie Lomas, Hollyoaks actor, straight-talking Northern geezer, bit bland. Toff, one of the less offensive people from Made in Chelsea. Obviously, that's not saying much. Her chat is average at best, albeit delivered in a posh, chirpy soprano that is often endearing. Jenny McAlpine off Corrie. Jack Maynard, a YouTube star. He was nearly not allowed on the show after old tweets of his resurfaced in which he used the N-word casually, as well as the homophobic F-word. I watched some of his videos on YouTube. He's a fraction as funny as he thinks he is, and I suspect he'll be thoroughly cut down to size by Shappy Corsandi, who is the stand-up comedian who's on. I reckon she might be worth a few bob to win it at 8-1. Far and away the most worthwhile person on the show. And then we've got Dennis Wise, cheeky chappy, could win it, and Amir Khan, who I suspect is going to be quite dull, perhaps to form an antidote to his own social media meltdown earlier this year when he accused his wife of sleeping with Anthony Joshua, despite the fact that they'd never met each other.
Right.
So there we are. That's the lineup, anyway.
Great. Wow. It's almost the lineup, of course, because what we learned today is that our very own Ian Lee from Evenings, from Night Times, is going into the jungle as one of those late ones that they throw in.
With, you know, Kezia Dugdale from the Labours.
Yes, from the Scottish Labour Party, yes. Who might well be sacked from the Scottish Labour Party for agreeing to do it, due to the fact that, you know, she's probably got constituents that want some work doing.
You'd have thought so. Yeah.
But it's like what they do, if you've seen it before, they throw... everyone's asleep at night, and then they throw, like, snakes and spiders in, don't they, to, you know, to mix things up a bit. It's the same. They go to sleep, the next they wake up, there's sort of Ian Lee sort of lying in the camp there.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing how he and Stanley Johnson interact. I think that was probably, and also maybe form a double act with Shappy Corsandi. That might be good to watch.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, out of all of those reality programs that I know you're very keen on, Jack, the only one I've ever seen any of ever is I'm a Celebrity. But that's purely because I quite like Ant and Dec. Mm. But I get quite. I don't know. I quite like the trials. But you get that program over in 10 minutes. What I'm saying. Few jokes from Ant and Dec, someone with a head in a bucket of spiders, the end.
Yeah.
That's all you want.
And the shower scene.
All the other stuff you don't really need.
Yesterday was an hour and 45 minutes.
It finished
long.
About 11 PM or something, didn't it?
It was too long.
But also kids watch it. They're not gonna be up to 11 on a Sunday night.
I don't think kids do watch it though. It's got swearing in, John. Oh. Only irresponsible parents would let their children watch it.
Right. Well, I don't, so that's fine. But You will watch it, though, won't you?
I basically have to now Ian's on it.
Yeah, I suppose.
I can't wait for it. We don't know when he's going to go in.
There's a rumour of tonight, but I'm not so sure.
I don't think it'll be tonight. I think they leave it a few dates. Yeah,
because
they
have to let relationships establish before they mix it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's in the garden of a hotel. It's all manufactured. Anyway, so what else are we talking about, Jack?
Gone to Pot. This is the it's a kind of documentary featuring Pat Butcher, Linda Robson, John Fashanu, Christopher Biggins and Bobby George. And I know what you're thinking. No, it isn't U-Tree Reloaded. No, they're going travelling around the States in a big camper van painted with...
Of course, we should say that none of them were implicated in that scandal.
No, of course not. Yeah.
They're just of the same era.
Yeah, same, exactly. It's only an age thing. But they're going travelling around the States in a big camper van painted with psychedelic colours in order to learn about cannabis and the pros and cons of its legalisation in California and Colorado.
Right.
One could be forgiven for thinking they've selected these ageing celebrities simply because they think they'll be the funniest to see stoned out of their tiny minds.
Yes.
And they probably are. But actually, they all suffer from conditions that many medical professionals believe could be treated with cannabis in medicinal form. They go off to the central Californian valleys, where a group of nuns are growing their own cannabis. There's a clip when all the sisters start rubbing cannabis oil into the celebs' bodies, which is mental, and we have a clip of.
Which one, says Chloe? You're not listening, Chloe.
Oh, the Biggins on oil.
No, listen. It's the cannabis one.
No, with oil, I think.
The oil one. The oil one. The oil clip, Chloe.
It's the ones that isn't Biggins throwing up.
Very seamless, this is, isn't it? All right, you ready?
Having taken the medical marijuana and rubbed it onto my thighs and around my knee area, I was amazed how, when I went for my nightly pee, how quickly I got out of bed.
So there's that, and then and then the next scene is all the sisters passing a big old doobie around, and Pat Butcher and Bobby George get right on it. It's outstanding TV. Bobby George gets the giggles. Quality stuff. Next thing you know, we're in an art club called Puff and Paint in Oakland, and Pat Butcher's on the bong again. Phenomenal scenes. Linda and Bobby join in. Then back on the bus, and Pat Butcher is now peer pressuring. She's peer pressuring John Fashion.
What's her real name, Pat?
Pamson Clement.
Pat Butcher.
Pamson Butcher. But then we've got a clip of Pat Butcher peer pressuring John Fashion, which is not only something I never thought I'd say, but not something I'd ever thought I'd see either. So here we go.
We might hear it in a minute when Chloe stopped talking to the work experience.
But me personally, I'm very, very negative about it. In football, of course, we can't go anywhere near it, but there being urine tests every 3 days.
Fash, but you're not in football full-time anymore.
No.
Not as a professional
player.
Yeah,
exactly.
You've got to start, I think...
That's what I'm here for.
And trying to get over the rigid... Good head, God.
Yeah.
Textbook peer pressure from Pat there. And then, so he does try a bit when the gang go to a woman called Nonna Marijuana's house. She cooks food with ganja in it. Fash buckles and has some of the ice cream, doesn't feel anything, whereas Biggins and Bobby George go mental on the food. 4 hours later, and Biggins is pulling a whitey, which is what I believe the kids call it when you've smoked or ingested too much weed. Right. I wouldn't know from experience at all. And Bobby George is blowing chunks. We got a clip of that.
Okay.
We heard from the back of the coach, "Help!" And it was Biggins, and he wasn't at all well.
Help! Help! Help!
It's quite a popular programme by all accounts. I mean, that's what I'm led to believe, anyway.
It's so weird to hear about celebrities being on drugs, though.
It's an experiment.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't happen before.
Never been done before, celebrities on drugs.
Seen what happens.
Celebrities on drugs on telly.
What's this programme for? Anyway, we're going to do the other one very quickly?
Yeah, what's the other one?
Extreme Wives. Given my penchant for reviewing daytime tat, you might be thinking that Extreme Wives is just another version of The Real Housewives of Cheshire.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought it was. So imagine my surprise when I press play to find that episode one is about the continuing practice of female genital mutilation in Kenya.
So it's kind of not the programme you thought it was?
No, but it was good, though, and it was presented by Kate Humble. I believe we have a clip of her talking to the village elders. Which is good.
I mean, do you think women are wise enough to be consulted on everyday life to ask their advice in the way that people ask you?
They cannot keep secrets.
Who?
The women.
The women. Okay, so
if we involve them, mm-hmm. and they know what we are doing, when they go to fetch water or anywhere, they'll tell others.
It's the subject matter in that is a huge problem still, of course.
Absolutely,
and this is getting wider attention in the sort of wider media, which can only be a good thing because
Yeah, and Kate Humble does a great job. Although in episode two, when she goes to Israel, I found her mannerism slightly irritating, but that's just me and my irksome ways. Anyway, yeah, worth watching though. Definitely.
Thanks, Jack, for coming in and reviewing, running the gauntlet of television for us there, I think. Jack will be back at some point when the photocopier toner doesn't need changing. He's our work experience. He's in here getting real world work experience. It's work experience punditry. Now, on the way, the big debate after 3 o'clock, of course. We will be bringing you a game. Morrissey said something stupid again today. Details of that on the way. So we'll be playing a game of band or Morrissey B-side, plus your chance to win £5,000.
£5,000 is not available
on the programme between now and 4 o'clock. £5,000. The only radio
available to win.
The only radio station on this channel giving you £5,000for the Monday mystery quiz.
That's not true. And B, what you've just said is so stupid. How can this be the only radio station on this channel?
It's a talk radio channel. It's the only radio station available on talk radio.
It's not a channel, though. Idiot. And obviously it's the only station on this station.
That's what I said. That's
which is a stupid thing to say.
5,000.
There's no money to
5,000.
Just go to the adverts. There's no money to win.
It's talk radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with rear park assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
For your personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends December 31st. Subject to status, you will not own the car. 18s and over, guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Black Friday deals have arrived at the perfume shop. Like Dupe Jump, only £25.99 for 200ml, saving £49 on the RRP of £75, while stocks last. At the perfume shop, celebrating 25 years on the high street. Black Friday deals at the perfume shop. Offer ends Sunday the 26th of November.
Mom.
Yes, love.
You know, I was talking about a loan. Well, instead of a payday loan, I thought I'd get something with easy monthly payments that could help improve my
credit rating.
That's right. So in the future, I'll be able to
stand on your own two feet?
Yes. So it would be great if you could
be your guarantor for an Amigo loan.
That's what I was about to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
To borrow up to £10,000 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
Oh, come on, where's that tab? I had it a second ago.
How come that's gone up?
What's that about?
Oh, too many tabs.
I didn't mean to.
I can't remember what tab that was on.
So frustrating. It's expired.
Ah,
I can't believe I've missed it.
And it's sold out!
Don't spend Black Friday searching the internet like everyone else. Just check eBay for big deals from big-name retailers all in one place. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At three, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Welcome to your Monday afternoon on Talk Radio. Victoria's got the latest.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Mugabe is clinging on, Father Jail for killing kids, and Talk Radio's Ian Lee to join I'm a Celeb.
Talk Radio.
Impeachment proceedings are starting in Zimbabwe as Robert Mugabe's refusing to stand down as president. Members of the ruling ZANU-PF party sacked him as their leader last week. Zimbabwean journalist Georgina Godwin has told Talk Radio he can't stay on.
I think whatever happens, he's toast. There's no way that he can hang on at all. So he hasn't resigned, and that means now that we go to impeachment.
A taxi driver has been jailed for at least 33 years for murdering his two children and trying to kill his wife. Idris Mohammed smothered his son and daughter before creating a gas explosion at their home in Birmingham. Three people arrested over the disappearance of teenager Gaia Pope have been told they'll face no further action. Police believe no one else is involved in the 19-year-old's death, but they are waiting for toxicology reports. A top US law official says today is the time to remember and mourn Charles Manson's victims following the news that the former cult leader has died at the age of 83. He orchestrated the murders of pregnant actress Sharon Tate and six others in 1969. Bells have been ringing out from Westminster Abbey to celebrate the Queen and Prince Philip's 70th wedding anniversary. They're the first British royal couple to reach the milestone. Former Royal Press Secretary Dickie Arbiter has told Talk Radio it's a great achievement but has been plagued with rumours.
They like the idea of stories. There's no truth in any of the suggestion and innuendo that he went off to have flings all over the place. At the best that can be said is that he was a window shopper and never a buyer.
And Talk Radio's very own Ian Lee is in Australia, ready for the jungle. We understand the presenter's going to join I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Well, former Scottish Labour leader Kezia Dugdale's also tipped to go into the camp.
Yes, you understand. What is that news speak? We yes. understand. Yes. Explain exactly what that means. I mean, he
we
is...
We think he's going to the jungle.
We know he's going to the jungle, don't we?
It's not been confirmed.
Well, who has to confirm
it? ITV, John. We've already discussed this.
Yeah, but I don't...
Not you. You don't have to confirm
it. No, I don't have to, but I already have.
Yeah, but...
Because
no,
I know it
no
to be true.
No one counts on that.
Well, it's true, though.
Hurry up.
All right. Just saying. Thanks, Victoria.
I've got to do the weather.
I know that.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So mostly cloudy, the rain spreading east, mild for many with highs of 13 degrees.
Now, Victoria will be back in 25 minutes. She will also have with her, she won't be alone because she'll be clutching vegetables.
I won't be.
Not actually.
I've eaten my vegetables.
Oh. Is that the vegetable news?
300 grams of carrots.
All right. And today's news is going to be about vegetables because we have to bring you animal, vegetable and mineral to cover everything off. Today it's the turn of vegetable news. Has the research commenced?
We already know it has because I told you earlier I'm going to talk about sweet potatoes and that's when I said I think you look like a potato.
Yes.
Not I still stand by that.
Okay. And sweet?
Not a sweet potato.
No.
You look like a bog standard potato.
And it's the standard of the bogs in this building. That's
like
a pretty good potato.
Like a jacket potato.
Do you know, I have eight toilets in this building.
Yeah.
Two on each floor. Right?
Yeah.
This is the gents I'm talking about. Right? At least four of them are out of order. Just saying.
This shows how disgusting the men are here, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's horrible.
What are you talking about? I just heard Victoria go, it shows how disgusting the men are here.
Well, that's all you need to hear, really.
I mean, it's true.
That sums it up. Victoria, thank you very much. Now, here's Pete Abbott.
Pat Abbott.
With the potato Abbott. Pat Abbott. With the pre-recorded sport.
Call him that.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. Tony Pulis has been sacked as head coach of West Brom after nearly 3 years in the job. Chairman John Williams says the decision wasn't taken lightly but is in the best interests of the club. Albion are 1 point above the Premier League's relegation zone, having failed to win their last 10 top-flight matches. Former boss Gary Megson will take charge until further notice. New Sunderland manager Chris Coleman says the offer to take control was too big for him to reject. He stepped down from a hugely successful spell as Wales boss to move back into club management. Coleman has taken over a side bottom of the Championship after relegation from the Premier League last season. There's one game in the Premier League tonight as Brighton take on Stoke at the Amex. Sussex have appointed former Australia fast bowler Jason Gillespie as their new cricket head coach. He signed an initial 3-year contract and will take charge in the new year. And Andy Murray won't be replacing Ivan Lendl anytime soon after splitting with the coach for a second time. Murray's not played competitively since Wimbledon because of a hip injury. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
That's the sport powered by TalkSport, brought to you in association with Pete Abbott from TalkSport. Right, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The big debate's on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go then. So, Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth of the United the Kingdom of the Second and her husband Phil the Greek are to be congratulated today. Of course, it's their 70th wedding anniversary. A tremendous achievement. Rest assured, despite their advancing years, neither the Queen nor Prince Philip forgot the anniversary. The Duke of Edinburgh gave the Queen the head of a panda he'd specially shot for the occasion. The Queen gave Philip the Cayman Islands. Which makes sense, of course, transferring your money into your spouse's name. Hides it a little bit more from the tax man. Happy anniversary, Mom and Man. Mom and Man. They've also celebrated by foisting some portraits of themselves on us, the proletariat. Thanks very much, didn't ask for them. But that's nice. There's a set of stamps as well. And we're told a private party for the royal family at Windsor Castle. They're all playing Twister this afternoon. But in their lizard form. And all of that comes on the day that Theresa May and the Cabinet are discussing the Brexit divorce bill. I think that's bad taste, actually. you know, discussing the divorce of the nation that the Queen is the Queen of on the happy occasion of her 70th anniversary. Somebody didn't think that through. Anyway, on the line, so, Johnny, is that Johnny?
Hello, mate. Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, pal, not bad.
Yeah, good. Thanks for calling in. Now, you were listening to me say the words there, but not once did I say the word earlobe, did I? Not even once.
But you were sort of thinking about them, weren't you?
Yeah, but that hasn't stopped you ringing in, has it? Why are you calling in? What are you calling in about?
I don't like them, mate. I can't stand earlobes.
Generally earlobes?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were talking about Pat Butcher a few minutes ago, weren't you? And she famously loves earlobes. She's got a very colourful pair.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yes, she has.
She's a big fan. But I can't stand them. They just seem to be a bit of waste to me. It's they're a little extra, too much extra head meat.
Yeah, it's funny, you're not the first to say that, actually. That's exactly what earlobes are, because if you think about an earlobe, right, an ear, we can see the point of almost, can't we? Although it could be debatable on another occasion. But you can't, and probably will be, but you can't see, you know, the ear part, the ear, the bit, but the dangling bit of meat, as you called it, off the side of the ear, is pointless.
It's pointless head meat.
There you go. Let's bring in, you stay on the line, Johnny. I want to bring Ernst Stavro Blofeld, who's just called in. Good afternoon, Ernst.
Hello, Mr. Radio John.
Hello there. Now, hello. Pointless dangling head meat. That's an earlobe, isn't it?
That's quite right. I just want to point out my name is Ernst Stavro Blofeld, and people often confuse me with the famous Bond villain of the same name, but I'm not like him at all.
Right, that's good too.
He didn't like his earlobes. He had them removed, but I love mine.
Yeah.
And I am, in fact, quite gifted in the lobe region. I'm pendulous, you might say.
Right.
And
have you got...
I like to cup them in my hands, John. And I also like to tie them under my chin and use them to catch biscuit crumbs.
Right.
Because there's nothing worse than a stray bit of custard cream rolling away down the inner regions.
Well, that is you're not the first person to say that either. We get that as a regular tweet. But let me ask you about this, because it's interesting, because you have found a use for your earlobes by extending them out, and that's fair enough, but to anyone else they are pretty useless, aren't they? They're not for any reason. Need the dangling bit.
Well, you've got to remember that they're part of the brain, John. So you have the frontal lobe, which controls higher order thinking.
Yes.
And the prefrontal lobe, which controls the bit that comes just before higher order thinking.
Yes.
And then the earlobe, which controls the ears.
Yeah.
Now, admittedly, the earlobe has the least to do of any other part of the brain.
Any other lobe.
Apart from every other lobe, apart from the lobe that controls watching Great British Bake Off, which is known as the Hollywood lobe, and does absolutely nothing at all.
Right. Can I ask you this question? This is a moral question, really, for you. And, Johnny, I want to bring you back in on this. Should the skin, the lobe part, the skin, the excess ear that we don't need, be given to people who don't have any skin? Is that a reasonable thing? Because it's, you know, like with a food bank where people donate food, right? What do you make of this idea now that we could have lobe banks, skin banks, where you can donate your ears, the bits of your ears you don't need, and people who need them can take that skin away? What do you make of that?
I think it's a fantastic... I think it's a good idea because, you know, I mean, I removed my earlobes, so I performed a lobotomy on them and took them away, right?
Yeah.
So I took away... My first one was my one skin, which was the left earlobe.
Yeah.
My two skin was my right earlobe.
Yeah.
And I've donated them to somebody who was without either of this one or two skins.
Two skin, yeah.
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 And added them to his collection.
Yeah.
So he's got, you know...
Yeah, well, we'll leave that there. We know how many he's got. So, that is a question of numbers, though, isn't it? So, I mean, the government have set up, 40,000 more earlobes by 2018. That's the figure that the government have put on. This is ahead of the budget. The budget's on Wednesday, which is when Philip Hammond will come out and he will say how many earlobes there should be in this country.
Yes.
But are the government doing enough, Ernst?
I think we could always have more earlobes, and I believe it would be quite nice to have them rolling around the streets, and we could throw them at each other and bounce them off horses.
Yeah.
I mean, if Johnny doesn't like earlobes, might I suggest he try an earwig? These are little wigs for the ears, and they disguise the lobe and allow the wearer to discreetly go about their business. And
Johnny, let's ask him.
Without shame or embarrassment.
Johnny, would you discreetly go about your business?
Well, you know me, Joel. I'm quite abrupt, and I like to show off a bit.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to put those wigs on because I've already removed my earlobes.
Remove your earlobes, yeah.
Yeah, I can, that wouldn't really work.
Yeah. What do you make of of free movement of earlobes, because this is, you know, this is part of the Brexit deal, isn't it? This is the whole, you know those people who can just sort of move their ears independently, seemingly of their skull. It's a little party trick some people have. Free movement of earlobes.
Yes, I like those people. They're always very amusing.
So you are agreeing with that. You say post Brexit, free movement of earlobes from the sort of people that can do that.
Very funny, yes. Funniest thing I've seen ever.
Yeah. And Johnny, presumably you are in favour of that, let me see, not happening.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, look, there's been scandals involving earlobes, of course, over time. Do you remember when it's just supermarkets were mainly involved in this, wasn't they? Lasagna and stuff turned out to be made of earlobes and it wasn't mentioned on the ingredients list, and people found themselves eating earlobes without even knowing it. Johnny, is that part of why you're anti-earlobe?
Well, no, I, to be honest with you, I quite like the idea of people eating earlobes. It's a good way to use them up. You know, if those are their useless meat,
yeah.
If you can cook them up and eat them, I mean, the earlobe is the only part of the body that doesn't shrivel up when fried in garlic. So if you can cut your earlobes off and cook them up,
yeah.
it's a good way to get rid of them, to be honest.
Right, so that's, as we talked about, food banks as well, yeah. I suppose. Would you feed an earlobe to a nurse?
Yeah.
Right, OK, fair enough. Ernst, sorry, you were going to come back in there.
Oh, just about horse meat, John. I mean, when this horse meat scandal came out, I mean, nobody pointed out that the ear is the only part of the body that contains blacksmith's tools.
Yeah.
It has a hammer,
yeah.
Anvil, stirrup, a glue pot, and a little lasagna inside.
Yes. Have you got any...
I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, well, you're the expert, so that's... That's fair enough. Just sort of final, round this up a little bit, really. I just wanted to know what you make of the woman who went through. Sorry, I'm just finding the actual details here. I don't want to get this wrong. The woman who went through customs in Iran with earlobes, and of course, earlobes are banned in Iran, and she didn't know. She's in prison. Should she be for not knowing that earlobes were banned in a foreign country? Johnny.
Yeah, I think she should, yeah. Because, ignorance isn't an excuse, is it?
In the eyes of, yeah, fair enough. Ernst, what do you reckon? What do you make of that woman?
I think that woman was very fairly untreated.
Yeah.
They might have just buried her in sand for a day and let her go.
Yeah. Oh, up to the ear, presumably the lobes.
Yes,
but you've got to be careful. You need to know earlobe law. You know, they're not permissible all around the world. Just because we're a fairly progressive country doesn't mean you can have earlobes everywhere. Look, we're running out of time. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Johnny?
Chaps.
Thank you. Ernst?
Oh, I think the only possible word would have to be seepage.
Thank you. How do you stand? Where do you stand? Who do you stand? Why do you stand on earlobes? Are your earlobes big enough to even stand on? Let us know what you think. Do we need earlobes now? I mean, they don't perform any function. They just hang about under the rest of your ear, the useful bit, doing nothing, as far as we can see. Could that skin be donated to people who don't have enough skin? Would that be a reasonable thing to do? Let us know what you think. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. It's post-Brexit Britain. Do we need earlobes? We've got speed cameras and sou'wester hats. Why do we need earlobes? Get in touch. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. And that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in November, win an Xbox One bundle complete with Thrustmaster feedback wheel and a game of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
We either agree or disagree. But it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
Vodafone's Black Friday is live, which means you can now get unlimited fibre broadband for just £20 a month for 18 months plus £9.95 for delivery. Cue the victory dance. Get it online or in-store before the 27th of November and dance your socks off. Don't worry, you'll get another pair for Christmas. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
18-month agreement subject to credit check, acceptance and availability. Full terms and verification at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Listen to Sam Delaney this afternoon from 4 and get current affairs conversation that puts you in the driver's seat. It's the high-performance drive time show that always goes the extra mile. Delaney, live at Drive, this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/car tax.
Bold black alloy wheels, sleek gloss black grille, mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of December 2017. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in Leicestershire, we have two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to recovery work and an accident. Two lorries involved on the M1 northbound, that's between junction 23A and junction 24 for Kegworth. Elsewhere in Shropshire, the M54 westbound lane is closed on the exit slip road due to an accident at junction 5, that's for Telford Central. And elsewhere in Worcestershire, one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M5, that is southbound between junction 5 and junction 6 for Worcester. I'm Sammy Jolo.
This year, will the fairy lights actually work first time? Will the Christmas tree hold its needles until, you know, Christmas? Will the big day pass off without a big row? Will the roast potatoes be done at the same time as the turkey for once? This Christmas, you've got enough on your plate. But at least with a fixed price plan from TalkTalk, you don't need to worry about your bills going up. Our TV and fast broadband bundle is now just £27.50 a month, including line rental for the entire 18-month plan. Because peace of mind? It matters. TalkTalk. For everyone. TV box at £25. Terms and conditions apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. Now, you know radio stations, right? Obviously, I'm talking about... You know the ones that bribe you to listen. You know the ones, you see the advert down the side of the bus, don't you? And it says, win money! To win money, listen to our station. It's Heart. I'm talking about Heart. Right? Because they're so bland that they have to bribe people to listen, right? By giving them cash. So I thought, well, we haven't got any listeners. Heart, it seems to work. Heart work, get loads of listeners, don't they? We've got, you know, none. So I thought, what better way to do that than to have our irregular Monday mystery quiz where we give away money, okay? So all you have to do is identify today, it's the Monday mystery quiz and it's the Monday mystery voice. Is that what we're doing? Yeah.
Yes.
The Monday mystery voice. Today you have to identify it, all right? And if you do correctly, here's what you get.
Nothing.
Five.
No.
thousand.
Nothing.
Pounds. Cash. In a bag.
That is a lie.
Unmarked,
John is lying to you.
Unmarked notes as well, so you can do what you want with it.
Five that is a lie.
£1,000. Okay, no, he's right. I'm joking. It's a big check. It's one of those massive checks.
No, it's not.
Oversized,
we're not giving away any
money. Big check.
What? Why would we do that? We're not the lottery.
£5,000
is not available to win on this radio show.
If you correctly identify today's mystery voice. Now get your answers in. It's going to be hotly contested. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. And you could win £5,000.
No, you cannot.
Before 4 o'clock this afternoon when we'll give away £5,000 to one lucky £5,000 receiver. £5,000
is not available to win on the show today.
£5,000
is not available to win.
Right, okay. It's a
news special.
It is.
It?
Well, it is. It's a clue, isn't it? It's mystery news, is what it is. So, and it's quite difficult. Hence the big prize
of nothing.
So
there is no prize.
See if you can identify today's a mystery voice. Like you know that you know they do it on Heart. Who's on Heart? That's what it's called. Who's on Heart? And they play you a little clip, don't they, of who it is. And then you've got to guess and you win money. It's like that.
Yes. Except you don't win money.
£5,000.
No, stop saying this.
Up for grabs. If you can identify the following mystery voice.
I'm Charles Manson.
Who's that? It's taken from an old bit of news clip. Who's the mystery voice from the news? Have a listen to this.
I'm Charles Manson.
Who could it be? Right?
I'm Charles Manson.
Who is that? Just see, very difficult. Some guesses already coming in. John, easy. £5,000, please. It's Grace Mugabe. Ah, well.
No.
Now, you are close in many ways. Let's have another listen.
I'm Charles Manson.
Who's that? Who is that mystery voice?
Hedy, rather impressively, guessed before we even played the clip, saying, is the voice Tony Benn?
No, it's not. It's not. Just check. It's not Tony Benn. Look, £5,000 this is worth.
No, it's not.
Play it again.
I'm Charles Manson.
Is it Moose and Dizzy from the Harlem Globetrotters, John? No. No, it's not Sarah. It isn't. No, so you got that. You got that wrong. Play. Let's look. I know it's difficult, and that's the point, right? That's why the prize is. In fact, you know what?
What?
We're going to give away £10,000.
No, why? No, we're not. You've lied. You're lying to your own listeners.
£10,000 up for grabs.
No, it's not. It's down for grabs. Whatever that means.
It works.
It's just not.
It works for Heart. £10,000 up for grabs if you can identify today's mystery voice.
Not.
Here's the mystery voice. Here's the mystery voice.
Charles Manson.
Yeah. Sounds like a white man, John. Is it Apu from The Simpsons? No, it's. It's not that. Okay, it's difficult. I'm going to roll it. We're going to carry it. No one's got it yet. A lot of guesses coming in. If you think you know who it is, remember there's £10,000 now up for grabs.
No, there's not.
To the winner.
He's lying.
To
there's
the person
no prize.
Correctly identifies.
This is not a competition.
The mystery voice on today's Monday Mystery Quiz. Here it is again.
I'm Charles Manson.
While you're trying to figure that out. John, is it Ian Lee? Is it talk radio jungle celebrity Ian Lee? Let's have a listen again.
I'm Charles Manson.
It's not, but you're getting warmer. All right, so speaking of Ian Lee, while people are still trying to figure out the mystery voice, to win £10,000...
No, there's no money to be won.
Then Ian Lee's going into the jungle. Ian Lee from Talk Radio in the night times is going into the celebrity I'm a Celebrity jungle as one of the late contestants that they drop in there. That's right, isn't it? Now
I'm Charles Manson.
Thank you. Earlier on the show, we were talking about this and how we too could cash in on what will be, you know, quite a good thing for Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, we had the idea that maybe me and you, John, should go and do the show from Australia for the whole time whilst Ian is in the jungle.
They do call us the British Ant and Deck, don't they?
They do, yeah.
So that seems...
I'm the ant, and they slightly mispronounce the Deck bit when talking about you. Brilliant news is I went and asked Denny.
Yeah,
our boss
Denny.
I went
pitching the idea.
Yes, obviously I secretly recorded it as I do with every meeting I have with Denny.
And rightly so, because you never know when that's going to be useful in the future,
yes.
Do you?
And unbelievably, John.
Yes.
He still won't say outright that Ian Lee's still going into the jungle. He's clearly been told not to say.
Yeah. By somebody upstairs.
Yeah, or Ian's agent, I don't know, but he still won't come out and say it, even though the Sun are reporting
it. Yeah, we know it.
Yeah, we've known it for weeks.
We have, and we said it on the radio last week, and he told us to shut up and not say it again.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so I've took the idea in, John.
Yep.
And, well, this is how it went. Benny, can I have a word?
Yeah, of course.
With Ian going into the jungle...
He's not confirmed to be in the jungle.
It's in the sun now. The sun are reporting.
Well, listen, I would not be surprised if the leak has come from this building. In fact, it could be you.
I haven't leaked anything.
Well, you know, look, leaks have come from this building. The poor guy's off reading a book, as we all know, and nothing is confirmed that he's doing that in Australia.
Okay, well, his phone is ringing with an international dial tone, but... well, me and John had an idea that maybe we should be flown out to Australia as well to do the show for when he comes out to greet him.
Like I said, it's not confirmed.
Yeah.
Nothing is confirmed.
Well, we could do it even if Ian isn't confirmed, just to greet Stanley Johnson and the others.
Right, and what do you think that's going to cost?
Well, Talk Sport are in Australia at the same time, and like now.
Okay. That's the problem here. So what do you think?
And do we know when Ian's actually going in yet?
Nothing confirmed. Nothing. I don't know why you keep saying this. You know?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
We'll see.
I mean, it is obvious. I mean, literally...
He is definitely, definitely there.
Yeah. And then he's just, like, trying to cling on to denial because someone's told him he can't say it out loud yet. Victoria's just reported it in our own news bulletin.
No, I'm reporting what Denny advised me, which is that he is in Australia.
Yeah.
And he's ready to go into the jungle.
Well, that means he's going into the jungle then, doesn't it?
No, because you could be ready to go in, but they might not want you.
Well, so if I just flew down there and just stood at the edge of the...
You're there with your name and number on your back.
I've written on myself. And I stood at the edge of the hotel garden where they film it. And just ready to go into camp. Is that what Ian's done? He's just flown down of his own volition. And he's sort of standing there clutching a snake.
Oh, so David Edwards has just tweeted us saying one of our big bosses, Scott in Taunton, has tweeted it as well.
Has he? What Scott said?
He said, our very own Ian Lee in the jungle, !
Well, yes, Scott, he is in the jungle. Yeah, that's right.
That's why Rufus Hound is filling
in. That's exactly right, yeah.
Well, our website went with it as fact, so that's why I went to Denny.
Well, yeah, well, I believe everything I read on that website.
Yeah, so do I. Some of it's spelled right. Now, anyway, he is. Right, mystery quiz. A lot of guesses coming in. Keep them coming in. We won't give you the answer to the mystery quiz yet because there's £10,000 up for grabs.
No, there's not.
Before 4 o'clock. £10,000.
No,
I'm going to roll it over the new... John, is it Jeffrey Dahmer, says Gavin? No, Gavin, it isn't. I'm going to roll it over, right? I'm going to roll it. You can now win £10,000.
No, you cannot.
In a rollover.
There's no money to be won.
Pay your mortgage for
a
year.
Late for the news.
Not millennials, obviously. You haven't got up one. Pay your mortgage for a year. We're going to get a yacht?
No.
A fondue
Where
set.
Where are you getting all of this? Who wants a fondue set?
And a cuddly toy.
There's nothing to be won.
All to win on the show.
No, there's not. You're lying.
And a horse.
You're lying.
All on the show to be
won
in the next half an hour of the programme. Just for identifying this mystery voice.
I'm Charles Mance.
Who's that? 87222.
Start your message with the
word. That's already on Twitter.
I'm Charles Mance.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. In the next half an hour, because Morrissey has said words, Morrissey appears to be defending the likes of Kevin Spacey and Weinstein and so on and so forth. Anyway, band or Morrissey B-side, that's the game we'll be playing in the next half an hour of the programme where we're giving away £10,000.
No, we won't. Just because I stood up and went to walk out of the studio. Stop lying.
Talk radio in the afternoon. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Talk radio.
Zimbabwe's ruling party has started proceedings to impeach President Robert Mugabe after he ignored a deadline to stand down. ZANU-PF says the 93-year-old is a source of instability and is to blame for 15 years of economic chaos. One of the country's former government advisers, Alex Magesa, says there's still a lot of uncertainty.
There is clearly a route that the party is taking, but whether or not this will succeed is obviously a question that is yet to be answered. We'll see how many MPs are willing to support this move.
The taxi driver who murdered his two young children and then tried to kill his wife has been jailed for at least 33 years. Idris Mohammed set fire to his family's home in Birmingham last October. Police investigating the murder of a man who died when an industrial firework was set off in his home have arrested two more people. An 18-year-old woman and a 21-year-old man have been questioned over Anthony Nichols' death in Birmingham and released on bail. British gas owner Centrica has promised to scrap standard gas electricity tariffs for new customers. The energy giants also offer simpler bills as part of a range of reforms. And bells have been ringing out from Westminster Abbey this lunchtime to mark the Queen and Prince Philip's platinum wedding anniversary. They got married there 70 years ago and are celebrating with a private party at Windsor Castle. The weather: outbreaks of rain arriving from the west with heavy outbursts in northern England, Northern Ireland and Scotland. Hill snow in the far north of Scotland with lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow there'll be heavy rain for Scotland, cloudy, breezy and mild elsewhere on the UK, where it's going to be wet in places, highs of 13. There's more news in 25 minutes.
I would like to be at that party at Windsor Castle, wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be a great party to be at, the 70th wedding anniversary of Liz and Phil? That'd be great.
I can think of other parties I'd rather go to.
Well, I don't know. Think about that. Just, you know, what are they doing now? Hide and seek, I think, in that.
I don't think so.
Twister.
No.
I think they could afford...
They're in their 90s.
Laser quest equipment, which would be just as good in a castle.
You can buy that down Asda's.
Can you?
Really cheap, yeah, so they'd be all right with that.
Well, they definitely can afford it, then.
Yeah, they could buy Asda's. Mm. Come on, Liz, let's play laser quest.
Is that Prince Philip or Charles? Sounds the same.
Well, they are.
Actually, it sounds more like Harry Enfield's impression of
Why would Prince Charles call his own mother Liz?
Because he's self-important.
Well, that's quite the accusation. Wow. About. Wow.
Professional newsreader slags royal family off.
No. Yeah. No.
Self-important, apparently.
Right hand on blue, Liz. I can't reach it. Okay, do your left. Do leg on the yellow. Leg on yellow. Philip?
Can I just do vegetable news instead of listening to this?
So, other hand on purple, Liz. I can't reach it. Come on, Liz. I love Strip Twister.
Oh, John, come on.
Put your tongue on.
Stop.
No, because they're lizards. It's because they're lizards. The royal family.
Ah.
Vegetable news.
Yeah, that's right. It's time for Victoria's bonus news now. And each and every day, Victoria's bulletins, well, they're shorter than they used to be. You can't fit everything in, as you know. There's other things happening that don't make it into the news. And this is where we catch up with all of that, especially if it happens in the world of animals, vegetables or minerals, because that's kind of everything. Today, we bring you vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
The UK is being warned to make producing our own fruit and vegetables a number one food priority post-Brexit if we're going to avoid a public health catastrophe. The Food Foundation claims the cost of buying 7 pieces of fruit and veg for a family of 4 will go up by more than £900 a year.
What?
After we leave.
£900 a year?
Yeah.
On veg?
Yeah.
Because of the price, because of the tariffs and the price. And
I don't know how much it is at the moment, actually, to compare that. But, yeah.
I'm starting to think that Brexit might not be the best idea, John.
It's not great for vegetarians, is it?
I'm a vegetarian.
Yes, I know. Were you told about this during the Brexit referendum?
No.
Because, you know...
It was on the side of a bus, wasn't it?
To be fair...
Could be spending £350 million a year on vegetables.
Yeah. And we were lied to about that, it turns out. Yeah. Now, if vegetables got prohibitively expensive because of Brexit, would you turn to the demon meat, Victoria?
I mean, maybe. Up until about a year ago. So during the Brexit campaign, I was a carnivore.
Right.
So, yeah.
What was
I probably just eat more carbs, because I eat a lot of carbs.
What was the last bit of meat you ate? Can you remember?
I could look it up, but I can't remember offhand.
You could look it up?
Yeah, because
Did you put it in a diary?
I was doing a food diary.
Oh.
But I can't be bothered now.
Oh.
It's too much effort.
Okay. Any more vegetable news?
Yeah.
Correct.
Next, we have some controversial
vegetable
news. Gardening experts claim green beans are actually a fruit, despite their spot in supermarket vegetable aisles.
You should be locked up.
Apparently, they fit the definition of a fruit. They're technically a pod with seeds inside.
Like a tomato.
Tomato.
You say
we're not
tomato.
American. But when they're picked, they're not yet ripened and they're sold in that state. You have a cough button, John.
I just pressed it. Nothing happened.
Try it again. I mean...
That's true. He's pressing it.
Maybe you should fault report that.
It's broken. Yeah.
Yeah, it's broken.
It's broken.
We fault report that.
The cough button's broken, everybody.
Cough button's broken.
Thank
you.
And finally, the aforementioned trailed bit of vegetable news. Yeah. The man who created the Insanity Fitness workout has revealed his favourite food before a workout.
Is it vegetables?
Yeah, which one? Test if you're listening.
It's not beans because they're a fruit.
Mushrooms.
No, they're fungus.
Kumquat.
No.
Oh, that's a fruit.
Leek.
No.
Oh, music's run out.
Do you want to hurry up?
We have to press the music before we can start guessing. I find it hard to guess without the backing music.
Oh, John should just get a wriggle on, shouldn't he?
Hang on, just rewinding it.
Don't have to rewind it, you just have to press a button.
No, he's
we
too
all
busy
know
wriggling.
This.
He keeps missing, he's gonna...
You're literally just hovering above your iPad.
Well, he's wriggling, he's nervous. Ah, you've got it.
There we go. Is it a...
Remember, it's what you look like.
A handsome gentleman?
No, it's not vegetables.
It's a small vegetable then. Is it a pea?
No.
Is it a piece of sweet corn?
No.
Is it the majestic?
Is it a
broccoli?
Leaf of kale?
The most majestic of vegetables.
Is it a baby sweet corn?
No. You could go with new potato, and that would be close.
Is it a new potato?
No, it's a sweet potato. You don't look like a sweet
you're saying
potato.
I'm sweet?
No.
Oh, no. Victoria thinks I'm sweet.
Victoria!
That's really lovely. Oh.
No, I think you're bog standard.
Oh. Like a Maris Piper.
Yeah, that's exactly what you look like.
You're a bog spud.
I mean, I don't.
Have you seen your face?
Why does it look? It doesn't look like a potato.
Come on, look at the time, King Edward.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sean T says he always turns to a sweet potato for a slow-release energy boost.
Right.
He says, and I quote, "I call it the powerhouse food. It's an amazing carb and you don't need to add sugar or anything like that. Just bake it and eat it just like that."
John, as a potato yourself, do you have a slow release?
It's inappropriate to ask.
And that was Victoria's bonus vegetable news. Tomorrow it will be mineral news. You're listening to Talk...
Mineral news.
Yes, you're listening to Talk Radio. In the afternoons, we all will play a game of band or Morrissey B-side next. It's Talk Radio. Yeah.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
If you had £10,000 in your pocket this Christmas, what would you spend it on? A diamond-studded Santa hat? A pimped-out sleigh? 10,000 sprouts? Whatever it is, make your Christmas dreams come true. Start collecting SunSavers codes today and you could win one of five £10,000 cash prizes. Only with the Sun.
At DFS, Autumn Winter Collection sofas are up to half price and many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though, selected sofas end soon. DFS.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Alice has just got herself the cap and track tariff from E.ON, so she's got one less thing to think about.
Lovely.
Her energy costs are capped below the average market price. And if the market price goes down, hers will too.
Oh, that's the stuff.
Give yourself one less thing to think about. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Residential customers only. Prices review quarterly and based on Ofgem typical domestic consumption at medium use. Eligibility criteria apply.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Three for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Sky TV customers, bring the magic of Sky Cinema home this Christmas for just £10 a month. Cozy up in front of your favourite classics, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes!
With over 1,000 movies on demand to watch whenever you want. and get a new premiere every day like Kong Skull Island.
That's a big one.
So, that's Sky Cinema for just £10 a month. Search Sky Cinema.
New 18-month contract. Further terms apply.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take four.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cheshire, we have very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down lorry on the M6. That's northbound between junction 18 and junction 19 for Knutsford. Elsewhere in Shropshire, the M54 eastbound lane is closed on the exit slip road due to an accident that is affecting at junction 5 for Telford Central. And elsewhere in Worcestershire, one lane closed due to a broken down van. It's on the M5 affecting you northbound. That's between junction 8 for the M50 and junction 7. I'm Sammy Jolo.
This year, will the fairy lights actually work first time? Will the Christmas tree hold its needles until, you know, Christmas? Will the big day pass off without a big row? Will the roast potatoes be done at the same time as the turkey for once? This Christmas, you've got enough on your plate. But at least with a fixed price plan from TalkTalk, you don't need to worry about your bills going up. Our TV and fast broadband bundle is now just £27.50 a month, including line rental for the entire 18-month plan. Because peace of mind? It matters. TalkTalk. For everyone. TV box at £25. Terms and conditions apply.
Late Night with Rufus Hound, in for Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
Great big talk for the wee small hours.
Late Night with Rufus Hound, in for Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I wonder why Rufus Hound's sitting in for... Oh, it's because he's in the I'm a Celebrity jungle. That's right. And that's confirmed. Now, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Sam Delaney's with you for Drive here on Talk Radio from 4 o'clock. He's not in the studio today. They're not in the building, in fact. Is he in the jungle with Ian Lee?
No, John. Oh. Sam Delaney comes live from Brian Eno's think tank,
a nightclub? What is that?
It's a think tank seminar in West London with guest former Labour Party advisor Ayesha Hazarika, pop star turned activist Charlotte Church, and economist and author Ha-Joon Chang, and more, live from 4 till 7 p.m. from Brian Eno's think tank.
F-I-N-K, you spell
it? Think tank.
Ah, why didn't you say that?
It's a tank of forts.
Forts? Brian... What, like sort of Baggington Fort in Coventry, where the Romans built it? Richborough?
Forts.
All right. Speak properly, I would have understood you. Right, anyway, that's going on. What else is going on this afternoon? That's right, Charles Manson has died. The Cabinet are meeting to discuss the Brexit divorce deal on the very day Phil and Liz are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. They've written in asking if we can give them a shout-out. Hi, Phil and Liz. good afternoon to you. Thanks for listening. And congratulations on your 70th wedding anniversary. So there's a lot going on in the news. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, it's all right. We're here to help. How do we help, Cornelius? I'll tell you how, even though you didn't ask. It's because and why we are bringing you short form Oriental verse, but with the news in it. That's right. Current affairs means Japanese poetry.
Haikus are famously very brief, but your talk up to them is very long.
It's the news in haikus.
Alid Jones, no long girl, walking in the air, more walking on thin ice.
Yeah, the news in haikus. then, Morrissey. Morrissey's in the news today, isn't he? Morrissey. Moz the Monster. Morrissey. He's done an interview with a German newspaper, no doubt flogging something or other, where he appears to have defended the likes of Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein and all the rest of it. Morrissey, you know, just sort of outspoken as Morrissey does. I won't go into the details of what he said, but suffice to say, it's angered the social media, hasn't it? As you'd expect it to do. So what we're going to be playing today is a game of band or Morrissey B-side, all right? So is it the name of a band or is it the name of a Morrissey B-side? That is what you are trying to work out. Play along at home by all means. Playing on the radio, however, is Laura from London. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right, thank you. What do you do, Laura?
I'm a student.
Are you? You're one of those millennials.
Yeah. I am.
Right. Okay. Are you a fan of Morrissey at all? Is it a thing for you, or?
No, I thought I might be good at this.
Yeah. Well, that remains to be seen, Laura. You're going to be playing against Cornelius here in the studio, just saying.
Okay. Hello,
hi,
hello,
Cornelius.
Laura.
Hi, Cornelius.
Hey.
What do you do, Cornelius?
I'm a very successful radio producer and writer.
Is that?
Yes, award-winning.
Where'd you do that?
What? Here and for the TV station Dave.
Right. That's that bloke called Dave, isn't it? He just
told
you it was a TV station and you believed him.
The channel. Yeah. It's a new show starting on Monday. Right. The Hurting starts at 7. Jake Yap voices it. I've written some jokes for it. So, you did ask. You asked, mate.
I've seen it. It's not very good.
Seen it, and it is very good.
So the... you'll be playing a game against Laura Cornelius.
Hi, Laura.
That's Laura. And Laura.
Hey, buddy.
All right, then. So, look, this is how it's going to work. So, I'm going to call out a list of things.
Stop coughing.
All right. It's either a name of a band or the name of one of Morrissey's B-sides. Cornelius versus Laura. Here we go. Let's do this thing. Alphabetical order, of course. Laura versus Cornelius. Laura first. So, Laura, here we go. Band or B-side? Hairdresser on fire.
B-side.
Yes, it's a Morrissey B-side. Very strong start. Kat's going to be keeping score, by the way. Producer Kat through the glass keeping score. That's 1 point so far to Laura. Cornelius, Morrissey or band? Yes, I am blind.
Morrissey.
Yes,
B-side.
It is.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Don't make fun of Daddy's voice.
Band.
No, it's a Morrissey B-side. Another Morrissey B-side.
Oh. Oh.
Let's get out of this terrible sandwich shop.
Band.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Crispy Ambulance.
Band.
Yes. November spawned a monster. November spawned a monster.
Definitely a Morrissey B-side.
It is a Morrissey B-side.
I think this is slightly easier than we thought it would be.
It is a bit easier, actually. Yeah, I thought it was quite difficult.
There's a bit of a tinge to them.
All right. Skin Storm.
Band.
Morrissey B-side. Tony the Pony.
Band.
Morrissey B-side.
No!
Yeah, you go. You were saying it was easy.
Tony the Pony.
I would see myself on fire for you. Band or Morrissey B-side?
B-side.
It's a B-side.
Yeah,
yes, right. No, it's not. It's a band. It's a band. It's a band.
It?
Yeah, it's a band.
Oh.
It is a band. Oh. I love you, but I've chosen darkness.
Definitely Morrissey.
It's a band.
No.
Yes. The edges are no longer parallel.
B-side.
Is a... B-side. It is. It's a Morrissey B-side.
Yeah.
Very good. Born to Hang.
I'm going to go for band.
Morrissey B-side.
No!
Yes! Band or Morrissey? An Autumn for Crippled Children.
Morrissey.
It's a band. We butter the bread with butter.
Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Band or Morrissey, Lucky Lisp. Band or Morrissey, Aerial Picks Haunted Graffiti.
Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swallow on My Neck.
B-side.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. Band or Morrissey?
That'll be a band.
Yes, it will. Very good. Nobody Loves Us, Laura. Nobody Loves Us.
B-side.
Yes, it is. Good.
Yeah.
And finally, Cornelius, My America is Watching Tigers Die. Band or Morrissey?
Because of tigers dying and the whole vegetarian thing, I'm going to go Morrissey.
Band. Ah! Good impression of a tiger there.
Hey.
Right, OK, let's go to Kat, producer Kat. She's working on the... I don't know what she's been doing all afternoon, sitting through there, but anyway. Hi, Kat.
It's me.
Hi, Kat.
That was rude.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, yeah, we're fine, thanks. So that was Laura versus Cornelius. What are the scores, please, in reverse order?
OK. In reverse order.
Reverse order really gives an air of suspense to it,
yep,
don't it?
Yep. In the runner-up position...
Really close.
Yeah.
Really, really close.
Go on.
In second place.
Yeah, runner-up.
Runner-up.
Yeah.
It's Laura.
Oh, what did she get? How many points?
She got 5 points.
Oh, who's the winner?
Cornelius with 6 points.
Wrong. Laura's the guest. She's the winner. Well done, Laura.
Oh, go swallow on Morrissey's neck.
Congratulations, Laura. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Yay! All right, very good. Well, that's just about it from us, isn't it? That's just about it from us. We are back tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney is with you next, coming live from Brian Eno's think tank, and he's about to tell us exactly what that is. Good afternoon to you, Sam.
Good afternoon, John. Now, John, do you understand anything, any of the words or notions or ideas surrounding the economy?
I understand the word economy, but that's kind of where I draw a line.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, me personally, I wouldn't even go that far. I'm not even sure I understand that, but with the budget on the horizon on Wednesday, and all of us thinking, well, no one's really going to understand it. Not even the reporters on the grown-up news on the BBC and stuff really know what the hell they're on about. We're at an event that is designed to demystify all of the jargon that surrounds the economy so we can all understand it a bit better and understand how it might affect our own lives. And there's a bunch of interesting people down here. It's being run by the charity organisation called Economy. And joining me live at our little outside broadcast will be the likes of Charlotte Church, Brian Eno, and Yanis Varoufakis.
And the same to you. Right, that is Sam Delaney with you. I don't know that he pronounced
he
that
balls?
Right. I don't know that he pronounced that the correct way. Anyway, so if you want to hear 3 hours of that mispronunciation again, stay tuned to Sam Delaney. We will be with you. I'm sure it was right. It sounded funny. We will be with you back here tomorrow between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. It's Talk Radio, news-led entertainment in the afternoon. I need to work on that. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.